Welcome to the Royal Rumble! The Arco Arena in San Clemente, California! And I just saw a quick glimpse of Stu Hart.
You saw a glimpse of Stu Hart?
Yes.
What the hell were you watching?
The camera. The camera that...
The camera?
Yes.
Don't be watching any other promotional channel right now. But momentarily, ladies and gentlemen, we're taking you down to ringside. Well, you're so good pay-per-view, my man. And yes, we're on webcam for the second week in a row. If you want to feel free to join me on camera, not a problem.
Where's the webs?
Webs? They're outside.
Well, that's Beverly Brothers.
Beverly, that's a woman's name.
It could be a man's name as well. Damn it.
Damn it.
Yes.
That's when the red water comes out of it.
I said damn it. And the opponents.
Making their way on. Here they are right now. The Steiner Brothers. Well, this Boston crowd here at the Royal Rumble showing their appreciation for the Steiner Brothers, ladies and gentlemen, their first initial official appearance here in the World Wrestling Federation.
Got a catchy tune as well. We have to admire the tune.
Oh, you betcha. Except for the Beverly's ones now, man.
Yeah, so the Beverly Brothers now taking on Steiner Brothers. So.
Steiner Brothers, oh yeah. Devastating force, and here we go. Bell's gone. No, it's right here, right next to me.
Oh, cheek.
Why is he wearing earmuffs?
Cheek?
That's a headgear, Wayne. Why
yes,
he
it's
that?
On my ass.
He's the only one with bad ears. You've never had a cauliflower ear, have you? No, I have not. You don't know what that kind of pain is all about.
Hey, Shane, your call. Here we go.
Oh, look at that.
Anything a cauliflower ear proves to me is that somebody kicked your butt. No, that's
who knows?
Not exactly true.
He's pull the tights.
Tights? That's sort of what women wear.
Well, it all proves to me, isn't it? He got the short end of the stick. He got the worst
stick?
End of the... You're going to get the short end of the stick if you don't stop.
Yes, Shane. Behave yourself.
I always do.
Paul and Blake that's have it. Enjoyed some tremendous success here in the World Wrestling Federation. However,
well, it's Royal Rumble time again, Shane. We all know the goal and know the winner of this three-man Royal Rumble will go to WrestleMania 9.
Yes.
In Las Vegas, Nevada. On April 4th. To the ropes. Good maneuver there by Blake and Bo Beverly. Excuse me.
Bo now is not complaining.
What a hot ticket this was here, Brian. Royal Rumble.
Bo make the Beverly Brothers. Bo, well, is.
This is just a psych-out game, I do believe, or whatever. It's just because the Steiners are in the WWF now, and they want to take full advantage of the Steiners and probably get a cheap win or something like that.
Yes, here we go.
Con elbow tie-up to the buckle. Here we go.
Here we go. He's right. Oh, wait. What a beeline there.
What a hip toss.
What a cross the ring.
10 feet.
And now Bo yet again is...
Referee Bill Alfonso, very confused about the situation in here. The great Bill Alfonso, ladies and gentlemen, assigned for this very important match.
Two big belts up for grabs.
And this is a guy that was in ECW back in the day.
Yeah, so he knows his stuff.
Former partner, Marty Jannetty.
That's going to be a classic.
And Sherry will be somewhere.
Oh, kicked in the midsection by Bo. And the hair is...
Oh, well,
he
got a handful of hair that time. Look at it, they're prancing around. You can't dilly-dally around with the Steiner Brothers. That is for certain. Uh-oh.
Checking out his own hair. And now kicking Scott Steiner.
You betcha he is.
Oh, an uppercut. Oh, kicking the midsection.
And the unveiling of Narcissus. Probably with his toughest title defense to date.
Oh, Scott Steiner. Oh, beautiful. Kiss the World Slam there.
Yeah, I got confused with that move there. I thought he was going to go for a backbreaker there. He was very close to it till he changed the momentum around.
Now, Bo is yet again outside the ring. Blake as well. So we're getting really thrown off now. I've come up with another plan.
Well, they better come up with another plan. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, my ex-wife is cheating on me too. And I've told her, hey, it's okay, honey. You can do whatever the fuck you like. Not.
Oh, but Scott Steiner not going out after him.
No, that's a smart maneuver.
Wait, oh. Time out. No, no, time's out. Tags in Blake. So here we go.
Well, he's been in the ring for a good few minutes now. And we're only 6 minutes into the pay-per-view.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh. You're asking for it there, buddy boy.
Getting under the skin of Rick Steiner. Got him in, though.
I think he has done just the job.
Oh, now he tags in.
Here we go.
Rick pulled full way after the Higman.
Anthony bulldozes him down.
Oh, got Blake in the corner. Blake in the corner.
Ouch.
Oh, kick to the base section by Blake and to Rick. His life in his hands
there, Brian. Oh, look at that. Several shots right to the stomach area right there.
Irish whip.
Into the midsection.
And
big power slam. Power slam, well executed. Nicely done.
Oh, look at that.
Double axe handle.
Right to the spine area.
Are you calling a ring dinger?
Off the rope.
Oh, stuck in the clothesline. Nice crisscross. Who's going to stop?
Oh, come in!
Oh, tilt a world slam as you called it before!
Oh!
Devastating! Look at that! Slams him and makes him down to the mat. He's got an amateur background, this kid has.
Oh, Bo now getting annoyed.
Well, you can get annoyed and pissed off all he wants, but it's the Royal Rumble and. You pull out all the stops. Uh-oh. Gut wrench.
Bear hug into
a belly-to-belly.
Oh, belly-to-belly.
Devastating suplex right there.
Blake in trouble now. I'll tell you something. The Steiners are showing me something. I'd heard a lot of hype. Oh, double underhook.
Oh, what a shot.
Go for the outside.
Devastating.
Illegal double team maneuver there. But
devastation right there.
Oh, look at that.
Experiencing some problems in the background there for a minute.
That hit. Oh, Blake now.
No, let's just hold on. Backbreaker. Backbreaker City. Sorry, Shannon. Just trying to maneuver my monitor around.
Oh, what's going to happen here? Double team maneuver.
Double axe handle right to the spine.
Blake must now leave. Bo.
They did make the. Never mind.
I have to see it. I saw it. Okay. I have to see everything.
Might as well be talking to the wall with them guys around. Seriously, man.
What about this unveiling,
bro? Oh, wow, what a shot.
No scam. For the cover. Blake, two. Oh, no, he's good. Oh, beautiful, though. That's how to do. Here comes Bo and Blake. Oh, what a diving headbutt.
Diving headbutt right to that upper bicep. If you've got a good shot of it there right now. They're going to go to work on him now.
Oh, the kidney area.
What a rabbit punch.
Back to the kidney area.
I think this is a mistake. He headbutted the bicep. Why didn't he go to work in the upper part of the body?
Oh, an uppercut.
That's a mistake right there.
Oh. Traveling Scott Steiner down to his knees.
Down? He's not proposing. He's in trouble.
Tag rope.
Come on, ref. Turn around. Come on, ref.
Not having that, Rick.
Turn around, dammit. Come on. I doubt that very seriously, Mr. Heenan.
Double underhook.
Nicely executed for the cover.
Cover level press. Oh, long slant cover there.
Count there for the record. Hook hooking the trunks. There's no hookers around, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's a flaw. And now, the very bad of silly control.
Kind of restless. They are getting restless because this is the Royal Rumble, and it's every man for themselves.
Blake Kinkin, Ty Boston Crab, and he got
it. Oh, look at that. He's not sitting on him fully. Look at this. Still in pain, though.
Be, oh.
Come on.
Oh, wait. Oh, legal.
What a mistake.
What a smart team. What a great move.
He should have cinched it in tight. And look at this Patterson crowd. We're live, ladies and gentlemen, from the Arco Arena in the West Coast once again.
Oh, looks like he's trying for a suplex on Scott, but he countered as his own.
What a block. Good suplex there by Scott. He's starting to get up and make that tag, boys. Get up.
And tag to one of everybody in here. Oh, look at
that. Ah, just missed the tag.
Really?
Rick Steiner wanted in there either.
Bo now, look at that. Oh. In control.
He's a known coward, you know.
And now Bo now take this time.
You lie and some of your cohorts swear to it.
Yes, Shane.
What I do?
Broadcast journalists, I do nothing but tell the truth.
You have cohorts and they swear to it for doing dirty tactics. What the heck you been doing behind the
scenes?
What
dirty.
Dirty? Sorry, we're clean.
Oh, look at that double hook.
Oh, devastation. Oh, come on, boys. Get up. Be fair and objective in this commentary.
Hey, I've been objective.
Good man, good girl yourself.
Come on, will ya? You have a name called Beverly. Do it for all the Beverlys out there.
Do I told you to remain unbiased. Jeez.
And he tagged
in.
And this time... Oh,
yes!
But Scott Steiner got knocked out, but still got tagged on the
still
way.
Still got the tag for the record.
Oh, what a back flag up. The crowd off their feet. Blake is in trouble. Oh, what a German. Oh, that could be
version
it.
Of a belly to back.
Land on the back of his head.
What in the back of the neck? That'll jar the living hell out of you.
Oh.
Where's he taking him now?
He's taking him on off vacation.
Wherever he wants to.
Kudos. Double team city here in Sacramento. Duck at the clothesline.
What a clothesline. Double clothesline.
Come on, Rath.
Cover one, up, two
count. Two.
Having a heck of a time. Tag made. Scott.
Rip his earmuffs
off. Oh, the shot him in.
Jesus. Scott Steiner is red hot out there. After all that punishment that he's been sustaining, still hanging in there strong. Uh-oh, wait
Blake
just a minute.
Scott Steiner in scary situation.
High-risk aerial maneuver here. Fast-paced.
Oh, doctor.
Ah!
Lothar, look at that victory wall.
No. Two.
Two count, but quite impressive. Scott, oh wait, Irish Whip. Reversal. Oh, that spiked him with that. Right on the top of his head. Hooks the leg and that's it.
Holy mackerel. Down to ringside. Oh. Woo. What a match.
Spiked him right on his head, the top of him.
That is known as the Frankensteiner.
Ow.
And that is quite devastating for sure. Here we go, here's the replay. Call it there, Shane.
Look at this. Going for the clothesline. Probably like to do is say, what's it? Brain?
You probably did have him too far back, say about 10 feet or 5 or less.
Okay.
We've got a problem with the machinery here. Stay with us.
Here we go.
There we go. There's the lead. Missing. Scott has the presence of mind to miss it.
Victory roll. Look at that. And look at this. Here comes us. Frankensteiner,
you betcha.
Like a hurricane, look.
Oh, wow. Right, in the meantime, let's take you back to Gorilla.
And Bobby. On the line, Shawn Michaels facing his former partner, Marty Jannetty. Let's take a look at what brought this all to the surface. This vendetta that Marty Jannetty is going to finish here today.
Oh, he is not. They were tag team specialists. They were one of the most popular tag teams in the World Wrestling Federation. They were the Rockers. And Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty thrived on teamwork with incredible precision moves like this. The Rockets were collectively at the top of their game. Now, admittedly, they were having some problems. But in the barbershop, Marty Jannetty had a chance to show the world he could put their differences aside, shaking hands with Shawn Michaels. As a team, they could strive for greatness when all of a sudden, this happened.
Oh, I knew he was going to do that. I just knew he was going to do that. He helped me, Jannetty. I told you that off and on.
Are you kidding? What a despicable act that was.
Look at the confidence in this guy.
Of course, but what a highly skilled one of the most. What is this?
Hey, that's Marty Jannetty.
No, this it is. That's exactly who it is. Marty Jannetty's in the ring with Shawn Michaels. Michaels can't believe what he sees. Yes, turn around. Marty Jannetty.
After what Shawn Michaels did to Jannetty, I didn't think we'd ever see Jannetty again.
Jannetty with Michaels. Flipped him to the air. Jannetty has returned to the WWE.
He's outraged.
Jannetty whipping Michaels.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at this. What's going to happen? Oh, what a clothesline.
Jannetty's got no business being in the ring. He was assigned to wrestle Shawn Michaels.
You recall Shawn Michaels throwing Marty Jannetty through the barber shop window. He was lacerated. You recall that. Now, he's chosen this time to return. Look at this. Wait. Marty Jannetty snatches that mirror away from Sensational Sherry, and I think I know where it's going.
Yes,
I know. I know exactly where it's going.
Where's Sergeant Slaughter at? Get somebody down there.
Here he goes. Oh, oh, no.
Oh, my. He deliberately hit Sherry.
What? What?
He deliberately hit Sherry with the mirror right in the head.
He did not.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest, scheduled for one fall, is for the World Wrestling Federation Intercontinental
that
Championship.
Piece of footage you've just seen there, I remember it very well. That was in Saskatoon, Saskatoon,
allow me
Canada.
To introduce, making her return to the WWE, the Sensational Sherry.
Now keep your eyes off the women. I'm telling you that now.
But she's sensational after what happened.
Sensational. She didn't look sensational in her last footage, in her audio clip.
No, but that, after you get a mirror hopped off your head, that's
will you stop?
That's what happened to her.
Be so polite.
She is in love with the Intercontinental Champion.
Who's Sherry Martel, ladies and gentlemen.
She knows it.
Here we go, down the ringside. Would you?
He was busy.
Busy, my Your thoughts on this match, Shane?
This is a good match.
You bet your ass it is.
After Shawn Michaels super kicked him and knocked him out by putting through that last barbershop window.
Deliberate, mind you.
Yes.
In his home state.
Yes. He decided to go along with now, Mark Jenny, to get the ultimate revenge, taking the scholarship.
Oh. And who would you say will take this matchup tonight? Who will take her home in the bag? Do you have any predictions?
Perhaps Marty Jannetty. He's got tenacious. He's got the revenge. Shawn Michaels probably makes too cocky for his own good.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're bound to find out in a few short moments' time. And the only way to win a championship here in the WWE is via pinfall, submission, countouts, disqualifications means absolutely nothing here. Pinfall, submission. Only way to win the championship. Those are the rules that have been in the rule book for the last number of years. Okay, Shane, your call. Here we go.
Marty Jannetty looking to take that beautiful championship. But you know, the ultimate revenge, though. How to get to him is to take that Intercontinental Championship from him. It says, I'm better than you. I beat you, my former best friend, and I beat you for the Intercontinental Championship.
Well, sometimes, Shane, I'm sure you'll agree, sometimes best friends and broadcast partners bring the best out in each other.
Like all women do.
Yes.
Look at that look. You see any love in that look? You don't see her running to Jimmy, do you? I don't see her going
Since it's prime time, the shit is about to hit the fan.
Shawn Michaels taking his time. Look at him. Doesn't seem to be in a rush.
Right there, see it right on her lips there, right? Ready to pounce out there. Look at him. Here we go.
Michaels doesn't look worried. He looks very,
for all
very
the
confident.
Marbles.
Look at that. He's taking his time, making Jannetty wait. That's the way to do it, Mr. Michaels. You're the champion. You dictate what's going to happen in that ring.
You don't see Jannetty getting upset, do you?
Doesn't have a choice. He realizes now he's bit off more than he can chew. He's going to have to take a butt kicking.
I don't think anyone could know each other better than these two individuals.
Michaels has got his work cut out for that, I can assure you.
Former tag team partners, almost as close as brothers, Brain.
Yes, but they
almost
know
as close as you and I, huh, my Bell's gone, we're underway. Intercontinental title on the line. Live here, the
Here we go.
I tell you one thing, Michaels is really cocky there. And speaking of cockiness, you get into a person's face, it's going to backfire.
Took a right hand to it. Now Shawn Michaels.
Michaels to the ropes. Nicely. Oh,
oh, going for a back body drop again, I say. Oh.
Nice face slam.
A very uncharacteristic move by the champion.
Back.
Put his head down. Cardinal mistake.
Irish whip.
Oh, oh, over the top. Anna, well, over the top, but oh, right to the spinal cord and someplace else.
I'm not concerned with Sherry.
Oh, my knee lift. That's
over the top. To the outside.
Rumble, he'd be eliminated.
You bet your ass. But for the record, he's not in the Royal Rumble match.
2 or 3 minutes.
And that is still yet to be announced tonight live.
And Shawn Michaels slowly getting up. Oh,
slingshot from the outside to the inside, the hard way.
Oh,
over the top.
Over again.
And Shawn out of there, won't you? Don't you think now, Brain, if Sherry were to side with Shawn Michaels, that she'd be over there trying to help him?
Yeah, she is. Look at him. She's giving him encouragement.
Yeah, she's
saying, come on, boy, courage, get up.
She's looking for the distance.
Remember last year's Royal Rumble?
That's
yeah.
History was made.
She is standing.
Will history be made this afternoon in 1993?
Oh.
Ah.
She's like that. Calm, look.
Jannetty with a vengeance.
Jannetty all over him.
Devastation.
Look at the concern on her face.
Shawn Michaels is down.
She is concerned for her man. Hasn't a woman ever been in love with you, man?
Yes,
sir. It happens to me all the time. Are you kidding?
Okay.
Look at her, she's telling him, come on,
okay.
Shawn, get back.
Oh, you stop and call the match right down the middle. I'm not going to tell you again, you'll be out of here. Holy mackerel.
He can't win the title with Shawn Michaels on the floor. He's got to beat him in the ring.
That's
right.
Is
that dummy aware of that?
Yes.
I'm sure he is.
That's why he's going out and in.
He's not a dummy. I think he is. It's good enough for me.
Right, now.
Well, we've got cameras all over the Arco Arena tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Uh-oh. Jerry to the top, to the outside. Oh,
he got caught.
Got a little bit overconfident there. Overcompensated and got caught.
Just a matter of time.
Shawn Michaels in control now.
Move too many. It's going to backfire.
Uh-huh. Just give Shawn Michaels an opening. He's likely to take advantage of it. We've seen it back at the Survivor Series back in November. I guess with the Hitman Bret Hart.
Now she's looking around the corner to see if Bobby's all right.
And think about the punishing toll that it's got to take in you if Janae's got to become champion. Oh!
Shoulder breaker.
Right into the steel post.
He got a free delivery into that ring post. For nothing. FOC free of charge.
What an awesome move.
Jannetty down and in trouble.
I bet he separated his shoulder.
Can you just tell our audience, Shane, if you are hearing me, on the Intercontinental Championship, can you tell our audience on how to win and retain?
By all pinfall and submission.
Pinfall and submission?
Yes, pinfall and submission, sir.
Submission, for you submitting a form.
No, wait a minute now, you're throwing me off. Not fair. As I was saying, by pinfall.
Not fair.
Yes.
Not fair. I don't see any taxis and fares.
No, I wasn't saying that. No. What I was saying,
yes, sir,
is that by pinfall or submission,
yeah,
disqualification and count out, you would win the match.
Count out? Not the what, you want to count out the person?
Yes, if I was the referee. What do you want about that? I'm not the referee. I'm not the referee. What I mean, sir, is that
yes,
championships, champions advantage. Shawn Michaels has the advantage in if he gets disqualified or counts out. He counted out, he will retain the
So you're saying that he's using Jannetty as a tool out there?
What kind of tool? What?
A tool. Is that what you're implying?
If it, no, what do you think? I just played the rules. What are you doing? No, what tool?
Oh, yes. No, seriously, jokes aside, that is true. Pitfall, submission, count out. DQs means nothing. And but in the meantime, back to here. Jannetty is down on the arena floor and in trouble. And Michaels take a full advantage of it right now.
Crawling
back to the big body slam.
Shawn Michaels had to go bring him back. A grown man wincing in pain.
I feel like a grasshopper up here, not a... I can't even keep still. I'm all the time rocking on my chair, man.
Shawn Michaels now.
Jannetty down.
He gets a
and I'm not talking about down as in dancing, but he is in trouble.
Yeah, people in the count.
Joey Morata, one of the all-time great refs. Of those who do not know who this Joey Morata is, that is Gorilla Monsoon's son.
Oh, that's right.
I never thought I'd see them fighting
one of the all-time great referees.
Here
in the World Wrestling Federation, Sherry, looking on, pretty worried about something out there.
They were equals. No.
But the question is, who's she rooting for? You're the insider on this. You're the insider. Who do you think Sherry's rooting for?
Well, if I was there, she'd be rooting for me. But who do I think so?
Rooting for you? Excuse me. You're sitting up here in this announcer's booth. You're not down there. You're up here with me.
Well, sometimes off camera, she's waving at me. She's going,
oh, will you stop?
But to answer your question, I say Shawn Michaels. Again, right
so you, severely
injured left shoulder.
Bit of hearing innuendo there, but we got a good, clear of a good one out there. Now, here's what I'm thinking up here now, Shane. And jokes aside, Jannetty wanted to make it into a brawl. Michael wanted it into a wrestling match. Keep him down on that mat. Do some wear down hold maneuvers on him. No mercy. You got that right, sir.
With this arm bar, look at the tears in his eyes.
Well, it hurt a lot, yes.
Well, you got that right again, sir. There is no mercy in the ranks of the WWF. That I can assure you of.
Does it hurt, Marty?
If he gives up, that's it.
She might have had a tear in her eye, too, Brain. I said
that mascara
was running a little bit.
Jannetty is struggling to get out of this armbar. But Michaels is putting the pressure on even more. Jannetty needs to alleviate that pressure.
What a noisy group of people.
Jannetty now fighting back.
He's got to. He's got to.
Oh, oh,
nice armbar DDT.
Wow, it's beautiful.
Take
that.
For the cover.
Hooks the leg. Two and there. Two and a half.
Two count.
There you go.
Two count.
Come on, Morella. You can count faster than that. Jannetty came right out.
Referees' counts are very consistent and fair for the record, ladies and gentlemen.
He's got some fight left in him, but it's not going to be good. He's crippled.
And he's useless.
Into a wrist lock.
How many guys, Brady, do you know, would have this kind of guts?
Oh, got leg over there. Look at that.
Oh, boy.
I
tell you one thing, that would give you a negative attitude.
Oh, close I miss.
Could you? They called you the original gutless wonder. You've been talking to the wrong people.
We're drinking on the job, folks, quite frankly.
Nice arm ringer, but Jannetty answers with a right hand.
Another right hand.
Oh.
This one finds the mark.
Oh, come to the
left, watch the eyes. You know that. Works every time, though.
Smile. Later, to smile. She wants
to
smile.
Let's take that out. What's Shawn Michaels thinking now?
I don't know what you're watching on, Sherry.
I'll tell you what he's thinking. Smile. He's thinking of a victory. That's what he's thinking of. And jokes aside when I say this, for the record.
Out to the second turnbuckle, second rope.
He's going to jump 10 feet across if he connects with it. No!
Back to the face.
Waited too long! waited too long.
Shawn Michaels still has more power than Jannetty has in him right now.
Absolutely.
Shawn wants to punish him. He wants to play with
Mike,
him.
Mike, he did it out. Stunned Shawn Michaels there.
Stunned the living hell out of his right.
Oh. In the corner.
Oh, ran right to an airball.
Going again.
Oh, his shoulder, left shoulder went.
Now he got free airmail into the ring post. Both gentlemen are down.
Now.
Who will survive this onslaught? Who will survive? Who's the freshest? Look at this partisan crowd here in Sacramento, California, for the Royal Rumble. Taking you back in time to 93. Okay, Shane, your call. Here we go.
Shawn Michaels put back up. Blocks the right hand by Shawn Michaels. Marginetti with a right hand of his own. Blocks his own. Another right. Right hand. Off the ropes goes Marginetti. Low high knockdown.
Come on, Shawn. He is impervious to pain.
Look. Throw him out to the middle rope.
And leverage move by the champion. That's why he's a champion.
Just move like that, quick. Shawn Michaels now, what's he thinking?
Come on now. Bring him back in, pull that hair out of the top of his head.
Oh, here we go, thinking quite two decks,
huh? Champion. Suplex from the outside coming up by the champ.
Oh, blocks it.
Oh, he couldn't get the leverage there.
Mike Zetti blocked it.
He didn't get it once more. Oh, look at this.
Oh, he suplexes him out.
Oh, you're getting back on headset here. And yes, the camera was pointing at me. Uh oh. Look at this.
Correct? Absolutely. And that dummy made a bad move. Well, I keep telling you, look at this.
Sensational Sherry. What is she going to do out there?
She's going to help him.
Oh!
What a slap.
What? And she just pipe pasted him. She just pasted him.
What a backstabbing, no good, blind cheat she turned out to be.
And these fans here in Sacramento love it.
Oh.
Belly to back suplex. You're super.
One, two. Oh, near fall.
Jesus.
How close was that?
Very close.
Just like Mr. Perfect.
Very tough to pin. Very tough to keep down.
Oh,
over
look
the top
up
to
all
the outside. Michael's in trouble. His championship is in trouble out here.
You get your hands out of her. Shawn Michaels slap her right out of her mouth.
Oh.
Head first right off
steel
steps.
Eccentric heading number 35.
Puts him back in the ring.
That's where you got to put him away.
Shawn Michaels trying to get out.
Oh, no, you don't.
Irish whip.
This is one right here.
Oh, ducks and clothesline. Oh, coming. Beautiful power slam there.
Don't waste your time. Go for it there, buddy.
Now,
come on.
A bit too much. Too early. Here we go.
That's a possibility. Jannetty to the top.
What's he thinking
from
here?
The outside. Big flying fist. No.
Oh no!
Good thinking.
Look at that, though. He landed on his feet. Oh, a DDT. Camera hooks the leg. Two. Oh,
ah,
and two and a half.
Two. Count,
near
two.
Four.
Two. What a match! What a battle here!
Two against one. Roy, how close that
oh,
was.
Up and over goes Shawn Michaels.
Try to go for the thrust kick, missing.
Oh, he connected with his own.
Wow.
One,
two.
Another three near falls in a row. Imagine if he'd actually pinned him with his own move.
Can you imagine the embarrassment?
One, two, oh wait.
Hooks both shoulders.
What's he thinking here? Oh.
Slingshot City.
Slingshot City.
Referee Joey Morella. Warning him. Ah, too late.
Oh, and his head connected. That has, is that it? One, two, three.
Oh,
and again.
No. What?
The fourth near fall from Marginetti.
Hold him. Ah.
Elbow right
there. Referee down. Joey Morella down. What is going to happen now? We got a major proportional problem out here.
Got full Nelson. Submission. Full Nelson.
Uh-oh. Sherry in the ring. What is she going to do in there? Ah.
Oh, she nails. Marty Jannetty.
Oh, man.
Give it to her, Shawn.
We're only 35 minutes into the broadcast.
It certainly was an accident on Sherry's part.
she meant to hit?
I'm 34 on my screen here.
I don't know.
Marjorie was down.
Now it's Sean's turn. Tell her what you think of her.
Oh, man.
Shawn Michaels now.
What's he going to do? Hit her?
Never mind.
Oh, you're not asking her for a date, I'll tell you that. She doesn't know what to do.
Look at her bang. I'm sorry, honey. Please take me back.
This is verbal abuse, as far as I'm concerned.
Please, honey. She's crying. In the meantime, Marty Jannetty is down and
Jannetty is down and out.
Oh, what a kick. An
impressive kick by the champion.
Turn into one. Ah. Three. And...
what a miscarriage.
Down to ringside.
The winner of this bout has still Intercontinental Champion, Sean. Obviously an answer.
Your thoughts. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a
minute.
What is Michaels going to do now?
And back here.
For what? Let's just stay with this, ladies and gentlemen.
Whoa, Sherry! Damn it, settle down! You are hysterical!
What you hit my daughter, girl? I'm not sure you are.
Oh my God, it's like the schoolyard. Ah, referees and officials trying to keep these two apart. And this war is far from being over. That I can assure you of.
Jannetty came flying out of nowhere to the aid of Sensational Sherry, who was about to get clobbered by Shawn Michaels.
Well, she should get clobbered for clobbering Shawn Michaels.
Are you kidding?
No, not because she slapped him right in the face, you thought.
Shawn Michaels saved the title because Sensational Sherry made a mistake and inadvertently hit Marty Jannetty.
What are you watching here?
I'm watching this right here.
Oh, you're nuts.
Down the ringside.
Yes, I know exactly what's going on here.
Why don't you be serious?
Uh-oh. We got trouble making his way down. A return to the World Wrestling Federation.
Yes, I'm in awe.
Oh, okay, sorry, mate.
There's a bad boy.
As anybody would be, sir. In all.
That's it. You love to hate him, don't you? He's on fire.
He's on fire. If he's on fire, he should be extinguished. Call 911. Get the meat wagons ready and get the gurneys ready because we'll be needing them.
What a nasty person. What would possess someone to get their head tattooed like that? You got me.
Wait till he's a pawn. Wait till you hear this eruption.
Shake your head, I'm doing for you. Where do you hear that salvation?
Standing ovation for the big boss man, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, take his way. Oh. Oh, yeah, he knows how to use it.
He's good with those handcuffs, too.
Yes.
See, you still got a couple of scars.
Hi, madam. How are you there? Standing ovation for the boss man. Keep your eyes off the women, I told you.
What? They're
holy mackerel.
That's what down the nightsticks, Mr. Boss man.
The big boss man, he's yellow. He takes advantage of.
Keep your eyes off. I'm telling you this now, man. Keep your eyes off. Watch me.
Oh, look.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Look at this. Back to here.
Not wasting any time.
He's a big boy in there. Boss man in trouble early. Oh, wow.
Look at that.
Tell you one thing. He can move for a big man. Making his debut in the WWF in the middle of 87.
I like it.
Lasted from 87 to 88. Uncle 92 making a return.
That's right. Oh, look at that.
How many times have you seen
the Boss Man?
Oh, wow.
And then come back and show you what that intestinal port of
Boss Man in trouble.
Yeah, if he can get hold of his nightstick, he's a real tough customer. Just another dumb meter made from...
I'm going to tell him what you said.
You go tell him that. I don't care.
He made some derogatory statements about his mother, too.
Oh.
Bang, bang, a little in control now.
Oh, boy.
Irish whip. Oh.
Boss Man hard into the corner.
Oh, sent him right up and outside the ring.
Here at the Arco Arena.
Okay, ref, get your hands off.
Conscious.
What was that?
Boy, that was rough.
Yeah, he kept his hands on Bang Bang Bigelow there.
Well, a referee should not be doing that, quite frankly.
All-American Wrestling, I'll be in Las Vegas with Mean Gene Oakland. Wouldn't that be fitting?
Danny Davison there, referee in this very important match. For the record, ladies and gentlemen.
Bang Bang Bigelow now.
Can you imagine you going around, you being bald-headed and having a tattoo? My goodness. Don't you even think about it.
April 4th. The winner right here of the Royal Rumble will get a crack at the championship.
When you say crack, that's a draw, which means a title shot, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, clothesline knockdown.
Devastation by the Boss Man there. He's got Bigelow down and he used to stay with him right there.
On top now.
Rolling tactics here.
Big guy, no doubt about that.
Bigelow just about out.
10 shots.
Set again, sir.
10 shots with those big right hands.
At least you can. At least you have better ears than I have, anyway.
Oh, he's going to do it again. Only this time for the second one.
20-30.
And that's 20 and 11.
Places he can go.
What an uppercut!
Seemed to me he was favoring that hand a little bit.
Make that 21.
Obviously,
headlock. Oh, that'll ring your bell.
There's
a good shot of that nice stick.
Oh,
nice, letting the back suplex. Nice power move there by Bigelow. Bigelow needs to capitalize. Ah, good thinking.
There's a nice side suplex there moments ago by Bam Bam, but he couldn't follow it up.
Absolutely not. Oh.
Oh,
you can hear the shots from him all the way up there. Nice bulldog. Well, face slam, really. He had him in a bulldog. He had his head underneath here, underneath the shoulder, and then he was going for a bulldog maneuver.
Oh, here we go.
I think you gotta go to the
big Boss Man. Oh, up and over. Oh, look at that.
Oh, boy, did he wrench his back off that ring apron.
And he might have just wrenched his back on the ring apron on the way down.
I call that. Boss Man down and in serious amount of pain out there now.
Well, if this was a Royal Rumble match, he'd be eliminated by now. He's over the top rope to the floor. He hurt his back. This big dummy here hurt his back. He's got an achy breaky back right now. Oh, still to come. Narcissus, Federation champion.
Five.
I ain't looking forward to it.
Defending against probably his toughest competition since becoming champion,
nice.
The dangerous Razor Ramon,
who is oozing machismo at this moment.
That is a possibility.
Was this a mistake by Big Boss Man?
Well, he gave it his shot. It is technically a mistake, but
right to him.
But in the match like this, you got to keep trying.
Instead of grabbing
him, you're throwing it out.
Picking him up or slamming him, he's working.
Now I'm surprised because Bam Bam is really not a bright guy, Brain.
He is. Oh. I'm going to write that down. I'm telling that.
Well, I hope so.
Bam Bam now in control.
Control? You've got your ass in control.
Double axe handle right to the kidney area.
Big time control right there.
Taking his time. Double axe handle knocked out.
Of course, he's taking his sweet time. Look at the shots that he's delivered onto him there. Look at the punishing blows. He's well over 400 pounds. He even could be close to the 300-500 pound range.
Boss Man made a mistake signing for this match.
Oh, what a shot.
Very,
I just seen the Boss Man's eyes roll back. Waistlock bear hug. Look at this. Very smart amateur maneuver right here by Bigelow.
Can you break the hold?
Squeeze, but his arms almost don't reach all the way around.
He's going to work on where he done the damage before, Shane. That's because where he knows that there is an injury spot right there. Your call. Here we go.
Now, Big Boss Man now got to his feet. Trying to relieve the pressure. Can he do it? Oh, he's breaking the hold. Oh, what a shot. Off the ropes. Oh, bound
over
there.
Body on the hook. Body hook. He should, come on.
Yeah. Right,
yeah.
On the top row.
Right across the esophagus, too, and nearly got him.
Still a little fight left in the meter, mate.
Will you stop?
Well, I'm fighting
about the meter, mate.
I'm talking about the other domestics.
Hit the bottom, man.
Come on, Bam. Work him over.
Headbutt.
Headbutt to the back. That's what I like to see.
Oh, a shot.
Good forearm to the back.
Well, Shane, I'll give Bossman credit. He's given one hell of a shot out there. Back to, look at this. Nice waist lock bear hug. Back to the maneuver that he began before.
This time he's got him down.
He's got him down on the mat. I think that's where he wanted him the most. Down on that mat. Make him think about it.
Oh, I'll do it myself. Hey, watch the match and leave me alone.
Yeah, leave me alone.
Why don't you go down, go in the back,
and keep your eyes off my woman, too.
I'm doing what I gotta do. How about your own family? It'll be seen, don't worry. Coming up pretty soon when the time is right.
We got to see Bobby Hume's unveiling. So, what could it be?
It's going to be a very interesting night for sure, ladies and gentlemen. Bobby the Brain Heenan, our domestic broadcast partners, will be unveiling a very unique character, from my understanding.
Yes.
It's been teased for the last number of weeks and number of months.
And we like to be teased.
You like to
pickings become. One of these guys is going to run out of gas. Well, Bam Bam's in control. The Big Boss
like
Man is hurt. He's been hurt for about 7-8 minutes now.
Don't get bullied.
And now Bam Bam Bigelow in control.
In control? Why was he controlling?
Oh, time for the suplex.
Look at this. Okay, here we go. Back to here.
By the Boss Man.
Big Boss Man now trying himself.
Bam Bam's going after
what?
Him again.
Big Boss Man trying to go for himself.
Talking gibberish there for a minute. Oh boy, did he catch him good? Favoring that lower back.
Oh, diving right on the lower back. Look at that.
Cover him right there, son. Come on. It's all yours.
Will you stop?
Yes, sir.
This match is not over. Might as well be. You want to be a ring announcer now? I can arrange that, you know.
I can do it all.
I'm sure.
I'm sure a manager can handle that, mind you.
Headbutt.
Either man right for the pickings right now.
Oh, knockdown.
Take a look, Brain, jam-packed in the rafters here at the Arco Arena.
After all. Oh, just a high cross. Look at that, though. Oh, look at that.
How about that? Still fight left in the Big Boss Man.
Nice back body drop.
Oh.
Echo in here.
Yes.
That hurt the Boss Man's back.
Boss Man now in control. What's he thinking?
Favoring. Oh, what an uppercut.
Oh.
Wow. Right underneath that chin. Boss
Man. Oh, left across the back of the head.
Right on, cowboy.
I bet that hand is loaded.
Boss Man so big, so agile for a man of his size that really can go. Baseball slide on the outside. And an uppercut. Your goal.
Bam Bam Bigelow in trouble now.
Bam Bam in deep trouble.
Big trouble.
I don't think so.
Irish whip.
I think he's playing possum.
We'll see. Oh, see? Yeah. Boot to the face.
I'm right again.
Who knows?
Clothesline. And a deep cover. Devastating cover.
Nope.
Where's Bam Bam going? Oh. Third floor.
Third floor.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
You better get out of the way. There's anything left. Get out of the way. One of you.
Oh, diving headbutt. That could be a cover. One, two, three.
Down to ringside, Howard Finkel. Oh, devastating maneuver. Holy mackerel. And yet to be announced, the World Wrestling Federation Championship. thigh is on its way up my neck. Let's take it back to the audio footage on how this match became about.
Obviously, your father was a big influence on you and on Brett.
Hey, Roscoe. Daddy teach you that one, man?
Well, that was the Rocket Owen Hart, who literally got creamed. And he is the brother, the little brother, I might add, of WWE champion Bret the Hitman Hart. This guy, Razor Ramon, will stoop at nothing, Brain, to get any kind of an edge.
Well, of course. He wants that belt. He wants that title. He wants that money. He's got gold on his fingers, gold around his neck. He wants it around his waist. Simple.
Last night, right here in the Arco Arena, who did we find in one of the big boxes? Razor Ramon. This is how he got ready.
Yes.
Tomorrow, Chico, when I leave this arena, I'm going to have gold on my fingers, gold around my neck, and Hitman, I'm going to have your gold around my waist. So, Rujo, take your camera crew and beat it, man.
Well, that...
And yo, Hitman, get some sleep, Chico. I see you tomorrow, man. Now beat it, Rujo.
The following contest, scheduled for one fall, is for the World Wrestling Federation Championship.
Here we go. The main event. A start. Razor Ramon attacking Owen Hart to butter up how to get any edge he can. He's looking to become the World Wrestling Federation champion. Can he do it? Has he got for Hart right where he wants him?
All right, Razor Ramon is in the ring. World Wrestling Federation champion Bret the Hitman Hart. As a fighting champion, many title defenses for you since Saskatoon. However, I know this confrontation here at the Royal Rumble with Razor Ramon has gotten personal.
Personal. This is way beyond a title match now. He's crossed something. He's crossed a line that he's never going to forget. This is a personal thing. It's a family thing, and it's blood. You know something? Razor Ramon is going to pay. This isn't just an average title match. He is going to pay for everything. And I am going to defend my family's honor and defend I'm going to do.
All right, very good. World Wrestling Federation champion Bret the Hitman Hart. You've got a big crowd standing by to greet you.
And a back guy, Razor Ramon. Toothpick him up.
When he is introduced.
He's got the machismo.
Oh, listen to this. Here we go. And this crowd on their feet, ladies and gentlemen, this is personal. Between these two.
Yes, and it's... Oh.
And there they are, as you brought up in the opening match over nearly 1 hour ago.
The mother and father of Bret the Hitman Hart.
And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I did step out of the broadcast booth and then I changed my mind.
And the winner of this one,
Brain,
will be the winner of the Royal Rumble match
itself. Interesting. I could not resist this match.
What an ovation!
So just imagine, sure like they have two, but the winner would have 30 potential challengers.
30 challengers?
For WrestleMania.
Oh yes, WrestleMania 9, ladies and gentlemen, will be held in Las Vegas, Nevada. At Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas, Nevada. And there's your referee.
Oh, Hebner.
Oh yeah. Earl or Dave Hebner, respectively speaking.
Here in Sacramento, California.
Melee, we shall see.
As we're looking at the challenger and the champion, the excellence of execution, Bret the Hitman.
And there it is, the belt risen for everyone to see. Oh, wait a minute.
Razor of the home. Echo in here.
Yes. Look at that young man. Congrats, sir.
Is that his mother and father?
Yes.
Ah!
And here we go.
Look at the... Come on!
Come on, two-pick.
Sure.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, Slugfest City here in Sacramento. Okay, Shane, go for it.
And now for the World Wrestling Federation Championship.
Oh!
The most prestigious championship there is.
You betcha.
What a heavy right hand.
Oh, and Bret answering back.
Oh, he lost that exchange, quite frankly. Oh, right in the sternum there. And again.
This Razor has come prepared. He's come into this ring looking like a champion.
Oh! Jeez.
My head. Oh!
Wow.
Shot
the referee. Look at this, and very cautiously approaching the Hitman. Do you want to give up? Well, I can guarantee you, Shane, one, I tell you this for sure, Brown ain't going to give up on a fight like this.
No, it's for a championship on the line.
Oh!
Got his knee jammed up.
He dinged it up, and that's a mistake. 20-yard dash, and now the Hitman taking full advantage of Razor Ramon. 6'7", 287 pounds. Taking on 234 pound guy on Bret the Hitman. And damn it, burn each your heart out.
Oh, left knee. Right, look at that.
That's a smart move on Hitman's part.
And there's what you brought up before. Just seen a good shot in the back there. The unveiling curtain or something. I don't know what it is, but we're bound to find out immediately after this match.
Bigger for it. Razor Ramon in trouble already.
Can you imagine the bad guy giving up way early? What a short match that'll be.
As the Razor reached the bottom rope.
Just seeing Jack Dorn down
there.
You sure
that's his parents at ringside? Yes.
Go for that knee again.
That's a good leg takedown right there. Okay, Shane, you go.
Look at that left knee.
Too long for Bret to use the sharpshooter. You'll never get the sharpshooter on Razor Ramon. That's my prediction.
Ha. Never say never. That I can assure you of.
Look at this.
Single leg wishbone.
Oh, right to the left.
I tell you one thing, that'll stretch the hamstrings.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you one thing, he is really, really knotted up right now.
He may have dislocated his patella.
Well, if he dislocated his kneecap, the bone would be going right up towards his thigh.
Oh, really?
I doubt it very much. There's Bret Hart's mom and dad. They were back at SummerSlam. They're back in late 91, I do believe.
Will you stop?
What the hell?
Mocking.
Dirty mind.
Gonna need something. He's gonna have to dig down deep if he wants to retain.
No, it's himself. Nothing to do with the dirty mind. Do you know the way
he has defended his title more times in the past several months than a lot of champions in the past
with you.
He's ready to be picked. He's right.
Oh.
Boobsy being a little bit disrespectful tonight, but that being said, we're dubbing over that, quite frankly.
Oh, kick in the next section.
Into the ribs. Oh!
Rib first.
Jesus. Big, big mistake. This is very costly right now.
He could even be broken. If that's the case, it's just a matter of time. What a tremendous shot.
Oh man. Big body slam. No backbreaker, excuse me.
By Razor.
The backbreaker.
He is making him suffer. And the bad guy is willing to do just that, ladies and gentlemen.
Razor may be setting him up here for some kind of submission. The title will in fact change hands on a submission or a pinfall. That's right. And you know, having rib damage, awful hard to breathe.
and you've got to be able to get your win because you've got to reach down, suck it up to defend that title. You've got to come up with something extra. And if you can't hit, if you don't have any air, well, it's simple. You don't have any air.
Right, you hit that hard and you're in trouble.
We are 1 hour into this commentary right now as we speak. And we thank you very much for joining us and on webcam.
He's ditching it out. Bret is hurt. He's hurt bad, my son.
Oh, Bret Hart.
It's time to suck it up, Bret.
Bret,
that's kind of an innuendo right there.
Suck it up.
As in, like, to get it together. Get the momentum together. To put it politely. That being said... And that's what you have to do, is to suck it up, as in, you got to get your momentum back intact, get yourself back together, find out where you're at, because your championship is in a lot of jeopardy right now, Bret. Come on, one of you.
Completely at his mercy.
Dog thinking.
Watch this.
Fall away slam coming up.
What a fall away slam.
Had him looking on, very, very worried and concerned. One, two... Two count.
Look at that.
That's what I like about referee Earl or Dave Hebner. These counts are always consistent. Never misses a beat.
Got his shot. Look at that.
He's going to meet the winner of this match in Las Vegas at WrestleMania 9, April 4th. There's not an eye in the back that isn't watching.
Your thoughts on the... I know we're in... Hold on. Two and a half, two and three quarters, two and nine eighths.
If he has more getting ripped first, babe, but
what he should have done was hook the leg to gain weight and leverage. Donovan stretch.
That could be it now.
It's quite a possibility. It could be it.
He can't get his breath. He cannot get his breath.
Your thoughts, Shane, I know we're in a championship match. This is a real heavy-duty matchup, but your thoughts on the 30-man WWF Royal Rumble tonight live here in Sacramento?
Well, if I were them, I'd be watching that this telly very closely.
You'd be watching the monitor, okay? Yeah. If you were competing in the Royal Rumble match and them two are duking it out in there, who would you be liking to face?
Razor Ramon.
Really? So you want to see, so you're saying to me on the record that you want to see Razor champion?
Yes, and if it was me, I'd like to challenge him, Razor Ramon. I'd like to take on the new kid on the block, as they say, which is Mr. Razor Ramon. But if it's Bret Hart as well, I'll take him on too and become champion at WrestleMania 9.
You need to train hard. Oh, look at this! Reversing the momentum. Good thinking there.
And Razor, I never got
missing.
Right at the funny bone.
Which ain't so funny right now. Side headlock, nope. Nice shoulder tackle there for the cover.
Cover. Hooks leg, two.
Two count.
There you go.
Two.
Well,
that's close.
Not even close. Not even close as my ex-wife's cleavage. You heard me. And my ex-girlfriend's cleavage. Quite nice though. I tasted it there the other day.
Well, Justin, how can you do such a thing?
What did it taste like? Tomato juice.
What?
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how you get Razor Ramon and Colin Bret Hart talk about huge tomato juice. It is not natural.
My big moment. And the biggest truth.
It's not natural.
I'm a bad commentator. I just want to get you back after all these times.
What did I do?
Nothing.
I know. I was hit by Razor Ramon and his... Oh, my goodness. Tomato juice.
Razor too fresh.
You gotta give him credit, he's hanging in there. Sunset flip.
Open over.
Corner.
One. Two. Nonchalant cover there. Cut. Exactly. Cost Razor Ramon.
Close.
That was close. Look at the hitman. See?
His thinking ability is gone out the window right now. His strategy is gone.
He's always thinking.
Yeah, but if you're thinking and you're half unconscious and you're still moving, your instincts are clouded right now.
And I will clot.
That's a devastating maneuver right there. Thank you, Shane.
Back area, which is causing even more pain to that side where those floating ribs are. But obviously, Rock Raider knows sometimes you don't have to crack the ribs. Tear some of that intercostal cartilage.
You're being admonished by referee. All right, Dave Hebner. Here we go. Irish whip. Bear hug. Razor Ramon now.
Squeezing the life. What Bret Hart needs to do is to reach an arm underneath Razor so he can go underneath his crotch, pardon the manner, to eliminate the pressure off his ribs and off his back.
If he passes, if he do arm best he time, Razor Ramon will
he
be
can
the
pass
champion.
Off on this maneuver.
And if it does, Razor Ramon will be the World Wrestling Federation champion. No.
No.
Bret Hart. Oh.
Give credit, though. He's fighting. Trying. Illegal. Illegal, but effective. We said this many times.
Mom and Dad, he knows how to bite. I condone that. When the title's on the line.
Oh, open
over the top. Over the top rope to the outside. Razor's still in trouble. Bret Hart. Suicide dive through the middle ropes.
And Colin.
Crazy maneuver.
What a foolish move. And the shape he's in. To risk something like that. That's stupid. That ain't stupid.
For what I may agree with that analogy by our broadcast partner, Bobby Heenan.
Head first, right into the step.
Bret Hart is still hurting after those ribs. After that rib shot.
But just like that, the pendulum has swung once again in this match.
Oh, shot me to the corner. Oh, it's Laxid, though.
Good thinking.
Oh, look at that.
Well, he feels it all right.
Relentless, look at that.
Just ignoring it, Crane.
Oh.
There's a more trying to fight off, but Bret Hart is on him.
He's on his case right now. And we ain't talking briefcases here. That I can tell you for sure. This is the World Wrestling Federation. We are live in Sacramento, California for the 1993 style of the Royal Rumble. Your call, Shane.
Forgetting the AC's cut. Oh, look, he just falls down.
Said I can see.
He's getting knocked for the loop now.
He surely is. He's getting the holy but cheapest kicked out of him right now.
Oh, a headbutt. Bret Hart. Right hands. Headbutt.
Oh.
What a shot.
Relentless.
He looks like
he's been drinking on the job. Oh, he got him that time. Down he goes.
Razor Ramon down. The champion in control.
He needs to keep him down right now. Wrestle him down to your size, Bret. Come on.
I think he's taking his time.
Hi, Tissy. Hello.
Oh, very talent drop.
We've seen them a lot of them tonight.
Oh, our clothesline. Cover him.
Two. No. Your call.
Razor Ramon and two guys.
Real quick. Came shooting out of there. There's a lot of fight left in him yet. He's not even close to beating him.
Backbreaker.
Backbreaker there, damn it. Why, soft, this is burning up here.
Here we go. Oh, what a beautiful clothesline.
Wow.
Cover hook.
One, two, no.
Nope.
Two.
Two and a half.
And
Bret
has thrown everything at him. He's really thrown everything, including the kitchen sink at him. And he's still
thinking bulldog.
Bulldog. There's the maneuver that you talked about before.
Lateral press, hook
slay. No.
His legs are too long. Bret must be aware that he can't slap the hold on him. How do you know? Unless you try.
You gotta try harder to get the sharpshooter on your opponent.
Side Russian leg
sweep. Side Russian leg sweep. Version of a neck breaker. You should cover the cover the man. There he goes.
Cover. Lateral press.
Nonchalant. Is that right? Yes.
See the way he took him down? Very fast. He's hurt once again. He's like a very fast car. Oh, wait a minute. We may have an attempt here.
This partisan crowd, good thinking there by Razor. Like him or not, Shay, let's just be fair and objective here.
Yeah, look.
He knew he couldn't get it on or he would have tried to put it on.
Oh,
devastating. Come on.
I think it.
And now falls the lights
out. Shot.
All he's got to do is turn him.
He's got it locked in. Yes, he's got her head with leg. Oh, look.
The referee's all tangled up in there.
Mason Moore grabbed at his leg.
obviously, I don't mean to be making it. Oh, into the ribs again. Here we go. Wait a minute. I don't mean to be making excuses, but Razor got confused. Uh-oh.
Good wrestling.
I tell you one thing, that will rupture your groin. Oh, wow.
Well, he sort of got away from that brain.
Think about the pressure that's on you even more when you're down like that.
We never got involved in this match, Hitman.
Go for it.
And now, Razor Ramon in control just that quick.
Uh-oh. Hitman
there we go. Oh, what an elbow. Rocket. Oh, look at this.
Oh, look at that
move. Good maneuver by Hart. Nice belly to back suplex. Call it. One, two, nope.
Perhaps.
You should have went for the cover there.
I said no. Oh, he got the
good thinking. Wasted too much time. Good thinking there by Razor. Like him or not, Shane.
Razor Ramon now.
What a match. And what a battle here for the World Wrestling Federation Championship.
The bad man, Razor, thinks he's got it all sewed up.
And that's the signal for the Razor's
end. You betcha. And I'm going to stand up for it. If he connects with this, this could be good night, Irene.
All 30 of those wrestlers watching.
Yeah, look at that.
Thinking they're going to have to meet Razor Ramon.
Talk about an idle threat.
Oh, here we go. He connects with this. It's Gary all over. Oh, Razor's edge set. Oh,
he's got it. No. Reversing the momentum.
Two.
Oh! Oh my goodness.
Nearly, but look at that. Shot should have reversed.
Holy macro. What a match.
Well, his watch is just
Thank you, sir. Oh, here's to a good championship match.
Now, look at that. Oh, wrenching back in his arms. Look at that.
He's twisting back those knuckles. Making him turn white.
He can really work on those ribs. Got his hands tied up.
No way for the Hitman to go, quite frankly.
And we go.
Oh! Back to the back. Back to the Irish rip in the back.
What a tremendous control now, look.
Shane, I'm going to legitimately say on the record, this is a seesaw battle back and forth by both of these two gentlemen. Razor has gave the Hitman a run for his money. He has met his matchup for sure. Your call.
Now look at this.
What a champion he's going to make. He can't help it.
Oh, back to the knuckles and the fingers.
Obviously, a lot of anxious moments here.
Oh, shot to the midsection, touch the roof.
Sure, they watch it.
Right in front of the mother and father.
He doesn't care. He doesn't give a darn.
Oh, what's this?
Bone arrow, come on, ref. One, two, no.
Referee out of position there.
Referee got confused there. You can't fault him for that.
Oh, look.
He had him in a...
he got a sharpshooter, I think. Oh, just that quickly. Look at that. Well, can he? Does he?
Come on.
Oh, look at that. Oh, he does. Sharpshooter. Does he give up? He does. Oh, that's it.
Unreal. Down to ringside. Ah!
Our fourth victory. But Razor Ramon giving it all as well. No shame for Razor Ramon. He retains. And now, Rahard looks to see who he faced on April the 4th.
In Las Vegas, Nevada.
WrestleMania 9.
Caesar's Palace, you betcha.
30 superstars looking to compete for that very championship that he holds.
30 superstars equals all 30 number one contenders.
Yeah, but who could it be?
An unbelievable match, and what an unbelievable effort, like him or not, to Razor Ramon.
The Brain has just thrown down his headset and walked out. You know, he hasn't been the same. There he goes, making his way out of here. Since Mr. Perfect said adios to Bobby the Brain Heenan, Bobby's been a little bit paranoid. Well, I see that the Brain has made it down to the arena floor, so let's go down and see what's going on.
Are you ready? The moment you've been waiting for, the moment the world's been waiting for the last 4 weeks, I've been talking about this man, Narcissus, the greatest specimen walking on earth. Words cannot describe how this man looks. Right now, it is my pleasure, it's an honor to introduce and to unveil Narcissus Lex Luger!
For a minute or two. I got something very important. Let the people, they've seen this great body. Now let the world hear those beautiful melodious tones out of your mouth. You know, everyone here is watching with their mouth wide open. And believe me, there's a goofball in the back. He's watching very carefully because he's anything but.
You know, Bobby Heenan, I truly am incredible. This is history in the making. I will be, mark my words, beyond the shadow of a doubt, the most dominant force that the WWE has ever seen. All other wrestlers will bow down on their knees before me, because I am the most metamorphically magnificent physical specimen beyond perfection. And speaking,
if
Bobby,
I were Mr. Luger, I'd be watching my comments very, very carefully.
I know you're impressed. I know everybody out here is impressed with me, Lex Luger. But I know somebody else who's back there watching, who I know is impressed. But the most impressive thing of all is when I step in the ring. And Mr. Perfect, that's when you will find how truly great the narcissist Lex Luger is. If, that's if, you've got the guts to take the challenge.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been part of history. Forget the inauguration. Forget the Elvis Presley stamp. This is what it's all about. This is the highlight of my career. It's an honor. It's a pleasure to have been able to stand here and unveil you to the millions of people. And now as the curtain comes down, let's see some more. Just a little more. Look at the back. Look at the size of this man. Look at the legs. Please, let's see some more.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, by challenging Mr. Perfect, you came to the right place, Mr. Luger. There will be no... He ain't a hard person to find down to ringside. In the meantime, Shane has just joined us back in the broadcast booth. I was just giving him some stern warnings about keeping your eyes off the Divas here now. Don't look at me like that. You think you're an innocent pup? Ah!
Close up.
Oh, no, you do not. You sit right here. That music is kind of familiar to me, it is.
Yes, it sounds...
Am I thinking Lonesome Dove or something like that?
Huh?
Lonesome Dove.
Queen of the Nile, the lovely Cleopatra.
Because back in the mid-90s, where I had a series episode of that. I'm thinking that. I might be right or wrong.
Friends.
Here we go.
Romans and countrymen... Lend me your ears. Let it be known that I, Caesar, ruler of the Roman Empire, residing at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas, Nevada, along with the Cleopatra, the Queen of the Nile, personally invite each and every one of you to WrestleMania 9, where the superstars of the World Wrestling Federation will compete on Sunday, April 4th, 1993. All roads will not lead to Rome, but rather to the sumptuous, splendiferous, lavish home of the champions, Caesar's Palace. Cleopatra and I, Caesar, will cordially greet you as you enter our domain, where your every whim is waiting to be satisfied, where your desires will be fulfilled,
where you will feast on succulent food and be royally... All this and more awaits you, your friends, and your family. Furthermore, let it be known that the winner of today's next match, the 30-man over-the-top rope Royal Rumble, will meet the World Wrestling Federation champion at WrestleMania in the famed Caesar's Palace Stadium. And now, let the games begin!
And here we go. What a match. On its way up next, the Royal Rumble. 30 men, every man for themselves. Every 2 minutes, a fresh opponent goes down to the ring and joins the fray.
Well, that took a bad hint there. Can't wait to see.
All right. Momentarily taking you down the ringside.
I did it.
Will
I
you
did.
Stop?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, let us all find out who drew number one to participate in the Royal Rumble.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. Last year in Albany, he drew what, number three?
Yes.
And now drawing number one.
Denise Jabbar.
You bet your ass. This is the endurance factor right now, Shane, that I can assure you of.
Well, he won the World Wrestling Federation Championship in that Royal Rumble.
Yes, back in the Knickerbocker Arena in Albany last year. Is that our former referee there? It looks like one of our referees in the audience.
On two occasions.
Never mind.
Set up Mark here last year at the Royal Rumble by winning it all and staying in that match for 1 hour and 2 minutes, Brain.
62 minutes. That's a half to say. Who's number two? Oh, look at this.
Bob Backlund.
Hope he returns.
Another World Wrestling Federation champion.
You betcha. My question to you, sir, is, hold on.
Bob Backlund making a tremendous comeback at age 40.
My question to you is that, was this an absolute deliberate drawing, or do you think it's a legit drawing between these two former champions going at it?
Random, I'd say, but still. We have two World Wrestling Federation champions going at it who wants to become champion again.
Oh, absolutely. Can you imagine? He's only 43 years of age. Can you imagine Bobby Backlund, becoming the World Wrestling Federation champion? Winning the Royal Rumble and then facing possibly Bret Hart at WrestleMania 9?
Yes, it's possible. Anything is possible.
Anything can happen here in the WWE.
Oh, boy, okay. Bob Backlund is a little eccentric. How to... Look at that.
It's very hard to figure it out, but the thing with Bob Backlund is, Shane, that this is his first Royal Rumble, and he's not really much of a brawler. He likes to keep it down. He likes to keep it down in the match. He likes to keep the match friendly.
Wouldn't that be something? 43 years old, been out of it for 9, 10 years.
Excuse me.
Could come back.
Oh, what a shot!
Knife edge shot.
That'll cave your chest in.
Oh, what a shot.
Oh, I just seen a beat shot of redness on there.
Oh, wait, two shots.
Said I guess
bang. Exactly, you would.
Oh, yeah.
Heat the skin off you.
Absolutely. Oh. Reverse atomic drop coming up.
Making him wait.
Making him think. Yeah.
Look at that.
What strength?
Oh, that could be... Oh.
He could have eliminated him right there if he wanted to.
Oh, what a knockdown.
Wasting too much time, I do believe.
another superstar comes to the ring.
That's correct.
Speaking of 2 minutes, and we got another participant making his way down to that ring, and here we go.
Entrant number three is on his way.
Shut up, we'll see who that is.
And it is...
Uh-oh. Here's a big boy, 335-pound man.
He might make them both disappear.
You betcha. Uh-oh.
Remember,
going after
Bob Backlund.
That's
first into the buckle. Bobby Backlund in trouble, courtesy of Papa Shango. This guy gives me the willies.
Oh, blatant
chokehold. And everything is perfectly legal in this match. There are no 10 counts.
Oh, look at that. And Papa Shango
is in there for at least about 60 seconds. At least.
Good move, Rick. Very good move.
That's his title shot blown down the tubes.
Oh, and
over the top. But he's not eliminated. Both feet must touch the ground for elimination, for the record.
Oh.
Your call.
Bob Backlund back on the bottom rope.
Now, in the past, when Bob Backlund was champion here in the World Wrestling Federation, he did some tremendous feats of strength, brain, and intestinal fortitude and conditioning. Anybody could go the distance, he could.
Oh, he's got a lot of fight in him.
Can you imagine the exhaustion factor in this match?
And we know what Flair can do.
On how long Mr. Backlund's going to be in there?
Exactly,
imagine the endurance. And that's what's most important, ladies and gentlemen. Endurance.
The guys with the white coats.
Keep your...
Be looking for
be lean as possibly you can. Both of these guys are evenly matched here. Okay, Shane, you're going.
I'm just concerned.
Bob Backlund now in control.
Don't hesitate. Just go for it, boy.
The
problem, hold on.
Engine number four.
Number four.
I hope not.
And it is.
Who is it?
Ted DiBiase.
Ah, there's a guy that in 1989 he did a suspicious drawing, then the following year drew number one, and he lasted for over 45 to 50 minutes.
He tried to buy somebody's higher number.
That was back at the Summit in Houston, Texas. We were broadcasting on that.
Yes, oh, look at that. Oh, look at that.
Tag team champion. Along with Irwin R. Scheister,
double team city here, and this could be a rough night for Mr. Backlund. There are no friends in a match like this, only enemies, 30 plus enemies.
Oh, look at this,
double team city here.
Trying to,
well, the smartest thing that he could ever do is hook both of his hands.
Keep it up, I'm gonna knock you out.
Okay, well.
Boy, he is taking a beating.
Fight us behind the podcast pooch.
Why the fuck not?
What prestige in that ring? Two-time World Wrestling Federation.
What would you do if you were broadcasting in live pay-per-view?
The Million Dollar Man.
You'd probably want to clean that clock, I don't know.
Tag champions. I mean, there's almost got his hands on the title as well.
Ha! Didn't make the grade. That's the problem.
Yeah, something he tried for 5 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, and look where it landed him on a few umpteen occasions. Nowhere.
Oh, forgot
back in the trouble, down to one knee, and we ain't talking proposals here.
He's fighting for his life.
Entrant number five.
Looking at the clock there. Come on, 2-1.
Let's see who's next.
Find Knobs of the Nasty Boys.
Knobs, there's plenty of knobs on the door, all right.
What?
You heard me.
I'm going straight for...
DiBiase and the Nasties, they have a thing going. Since the Survivor Series. Oh!
Devastating closer.
Brian Knobs, yes, you heard me. Knobs is on the loose.
Okay, here you go. Look, oh...
That's the most important thing, according to our domestic. Keep your energy
over
the top. No. Almost eliminated. Both feet must touch the ground for elimination. Elimination doesn't constitute when you go through the middle or underneath. You must go over the top and onto the floor. Simple.
Oh. Bob Backlund back up now.
Thank you very much. I can hear you clearly this time. Now there's a bit of equal separation there. A break from the double teaming that Mr. Backlund has sustained earlier on for the last 3.5 minutes.
Oh, wake the eyes.
Wake the eyes works every time. I don't know how many times I said that here in commentary, but it works and it's pretty effective.
Oh, wow, shot.
Shay, may I stay for the record, the higher the number you draw, the higher your chances of a possible victory.
Yes.
Your call. Here we go.
Oh, look, here we go, Brian now. What time is it? How much time is it? Teddy DiBiase, one of the tag team champions.
Oh, no, don't do that. Don't you have any patience?
Oh.
Well, everything is perfectly legal in a match like this.
Yes, so entrant number 6 is on his way. Ted DiBiase hoping there's someone to help him.
Well, not someone else. It's someone that used to work with Mr. DiBiase. Virgil.
Look at that. Go straight for Virgil, though.
Remember back in Miami, back at the Royal Rumble?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You see a bodyguard of... Oh, Virgil's how it dropped.
Former bodybuilder, now a professional wrestler. Look at this. Look at the speed and the agility of Virgil out there.
Oh, Ric Flair, though.
The Roy, double back body drop. Oh, Mr. DiBiase down. I tell you one thing, Sharon, the Royal Rumble can do strange things to you.
That it can, look.
And the reason why I say strange things, you can see unholy alliances in there.
Virgil and... Oh, and...
Ah, good thinking there by DiBiase.
Brian Knobs eliminated by Ted DiBiase.
Ah, that's legit on the record, baby. And that's for the WWF magazine right now on the report.
The Royal Rumble match, he's out of it.
You lose your cool, you lose the match.
Virgil now. Yeah.
Your heart overrules your head there, Bob.
That's what's good about me. I don't care for anybody. I hate anybody, regardless of who they are. Feeling
oh, thanks a lot.
Nobody likes you either. Oh, you like me anymore.
Yeah, you like me broadcasting with you, don't you?
Yeah.
In the meantime,
The curious situation is Bob Backlund.
And that's a mistake. Now, Flair had an option there. Backlund doesn't even know where he's at. Okay, 10 seconds left. Here we go.
Entry number 7 on his way.
At least you're keeping count. 2-on-1 blast off. Oh, our broadcast partner. Jerry Lawler, making his debut here at the WWF. At the Royal Rumble here at the Arco Arena.
There he is.
And this is a guy, for those who do not know, that fought Mr. Perfect at Memphis. And the winner of that match, the loser must leave town. That was a career-ending match in Mid-South Coliseum from a different wrestling promotion.
Oh, Virgil, we want to meet up there. Oh, not eliminated though.
Both feet must go over the top. And he's got a standing count of 10 to get in, Shane. There you go. And you questioned me on our last broadcast about that.
Me?
Yes. Well, in a good way, like.
Good.
Now it's every man for himself. The SmackDown drag out of bed.
Oh.
Royal Rumble, the most dangerous
and
Virgil
in trouble. Oh, Jerry
the King Lawler. He knows it's every man for himself. What harm? Jerry the King Lawler. Can you imagine the King at WrestleMania 9?
Yes.
Anything, you know something? Anything is possible here in the WWF. Oh, anything.
Virgil, the first look like going for a super. German suplex here.
Double right to the eyes. Works. Oh, wow. gouging him. Is that the word I'm looking for? Yes. Out. Here we go. Another participant making his way down.
Enter the race.
3, 2, and 1. Now here's a guy I cannot suss out.
Number 8, Max Moon, going after Ric Flair, going after Jerry King Lawler.
Nice drop kick. He was in a kind of neutral part of the ring. No time for drop kicks or scientific wrestling here, Mr. Moon. Not the Moon that you're thinking of.
Oh.
We're talking about an actual wrestler, Max Moon. For the record, ladies and gentlemen.
This is really a rumble, Monsoon.
Of course it's a rumble. What do you think it is, a jungle?
And the prize, well, it could be.
Big one. Bob Backlund from behind.
Behind, that's his ass. What? You heard me.
And Max Moon, up and over.
Las Vegas, Nevada, Caesar's Palace, the home of champions.
Can you imagine Ric Flair headlining WrestleMania again?
Yes.
For the second year running?
You could easily do that.
And information has just been fed through my headset. Tomorrow night on Raw from the Manhattan Center, Mr. Flair will be facing Mr. Perfect in a career-ending match.
Ooh, that should be a good one.
So, think about this. If Flair loses tomorrow night on Raw in the Manhattan Center, he is out of the World Wrestling Federation.
Well, let's just put it this way,
Brian. Interesting.
And he's in the Royal Rumble tonight.
What if he wins the Royal Rumble and loses to Mr. Perfect next night?
That's a possibility.
That'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. Good observation.
Oh, a spin kick. That's Jay DeKilara. Entered number 9.
Who have we got cooking next? 2-1.
And Max Moon eliminated.
He's out. It is Kabuki Tenru, excuse me.
Tenru. And Max Moon went for those spinning heel kicks too much.
Yeah, going to the walls too often, you'll pay. Tenru. There's a guy that was at WrestleMania 7 back in late 91. Tenru and Katao, remember that?
Yes.
That's the very guy there.
And knife edge chop.
There was a little bit more stink. Flair down.
Number 9.
Don't be so tentative. Just go to work on him there, buddy. Virgil, go to work on Jerry the King Lawler. In the meantime, DiBiase and Tenru duking it out.
What a shot.
Absolutely.
Virgil's still there. Number 1.
Man, I love this commentary. I love this job.
Tenru's head, Tenru's
head.
Up and over. The carry situation is very virtual.
Slingshot in the hardware. Flair could have eliminated him there if he wanted to.
Jerry King Lawler.
Is your audio levels go okay there?
Yes.
Excellent. Just making sure. Jerry the King Lawler and Bobby Backlund there in the middle of the ring. DiBiase down on the mat. Not the place where you want to be, son. You need to be vertical, not horizontal. You need to keep your feet on the mat, not off of the mat. That's part of the strategy here. Okay, Shane, your go.
So who is it now? Here comes Nick Enfield. Enfield number 10.
I tell you what they're fighting for. They're fighting for pride and survival. 2-1. Wow! What number?
Number 10.
Number 10. Uh-oh.
Oh, go straight.
I'm getting up off of my chair for this one.
Tongue to the eye.
Here we go.
Mr. Perfect and... What a shot. Money knee lift. Oh.
Up and
Got caught. Ric Flair. Oh, that's
military press. Neck breaker. Oh.
Mr. Perfect, just focusing on Ric Flair.
Let me sit down in here.
Oh, Ric Flair countered with a knee. Poke to the eyes.
Oh. What, he went into that ring guns blazing.
A true vendetta between these two
individuals. Nice ass chop.
Incidentally, Brain, career-ending match will take place tomorrow night on Monday Night Raw as Mr. Perfect matches up against Rick.
That's what I brought up there over about 10 minutes ago, guys. I was ahead of you guys.
Only one man.
Oh.
Can you imagine that happening?
Yes.
Talk about the pressure. You win the Royal Rumble, then losing tomorrow night on Raw, whoever that unfortunate individual may be.
Come on, we need help.
I'll probably get Roller.
I don't know if it's a miscarriage of justice or justice may be served tomorrow night on one of these individuals tomorrow night.
Entry number 11 is on his way. Mr. Perfect is focusing nothing on but Ric Flair.
Here we go.
Skinner!
It's Skinner!
He's skinning someone, alright.
Oh.
Big smile on his face. Oh, happy to be here.
Oh, look at Skinner going for Mr. Perfect.
Why the hell not?
Opportunity. Otherwise.
Oh, shot, look at
that. He don't look perfect now, does he? Bye bye, Perfect.
Skinner, Virgil, DiBiase still in there. Perfect and Flair duking it out. Ducking the clothesline.
Oh.
Perfect.
And Flair. Oh,
what an upset. Perfect eliminating Ric Flair. What an upset. Damn it.
Ric Flair.
Holy cow.
Look at that. He is
hell-bent out of shape. Go for it, Shane.
Look at that. Ric Flair not happy at all.
He is seriously hell-bent. Mr. Perfect.
Oh, Jerry King Lawler.
The King Lawler going at it. This place has gone berserk. It's turned into a insane asylum. Go for it, Jerry.
Virgil now. Jerry King Lawler.
Man.
Mr. Pepper.
What an upset. Flair's got to be in for about 15 to 20 minutes at least. But give him credit for trying. Let's be fair and objective here. Okay, Shane, you're going.
Bob Backlund and Tenu are going at it. Jerry King Lawler.
Everybody's going at it.
Skinner.
Everybody.
Oh, what a shot.
Skinner going to work on Mr. Perfect.
I can't believe this.
Ric Flair, who last year...
Neither can I, but at the same time, we've got to get on with it.
Oh, a nice head shot.
What a shot.
...has been eliminated here in 1993.
Entrant number
Mr. Perfect and Jerry the King Lawler. No love lost between these two individuals. It is Coco Beware.
Coco Beware.
He's going in with his pajamas on. He didn't dress up properly.
Yeah, it looks like that.
Oh, wait a minute. He's dressed up in a pajama taxi cab pants.
He looks like he can fit into his own pants.
No, he can't fit in properly. You know what he's got in there?
What?
Balloons.
Well, that handy. You have enough helium and balloons in those pants, you could float all over the place. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, that would be illegal in the Wild Rumble too. That's what I do.
Illegal.
I put them in my pants.
Oh, no, you don't. You sit right here.
And I'd have helium air in them. So if someone took me on top of, I'd actually float. I'd press the button, I'd float back into the ring. Or I may float high enough over the air, above the ring, wait till it gets near to the final two or three, then come down,
chicken shit.
And then, but you know, tinky though,
yeah, right,
innovative,
cheap, Skinner.
Skins the cat,
is correct,
drop the over just
for so long,
and eliminated,
elimination, number two for Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig. One of the all-time greats in the WWF. Okay, Shane, you're going.
Oh, look, Coco Beware now entered number 12.
It wasn't for my bad back and your bad attitude. Tenero still hanging on in
What a match. Perfect in trouble. Duking it out with DiBiase and Tanner in there. Virgil duking it out with Backlund. Unreal. Headlock on Hunger. You got that right.
He's got to have a favorite. There has to be somebody.
For the starving kids in Somalia, do support them.
Oh, a headbutt by Coco Beware. Entry number 13.
3, 2, and 1. Uh-oh. Is that you dragging your cousin in like that?
I do. What?
Alpha just throws him into the ring. Is he his
manager? Oh, manager.
Is he
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Alpha's one vicious man.
And Alpha on the way. Oh, look at
uh-oh. Double Team City here. May I stay for the record, ladies and gentlemen? Everything is perfectly legal in this match. You've got two referees on the outside of the ring. In order of elimination, if I have a right. Go for it, Jim.
Oh, no. Danny Law now. It's a perfect one now.
You've got to be really quick if you want to take a high-risk maneuver, though you are off balance. You're
gone. Oh, what a knee lift.
What a shot. What a chop. Oh, wait.
To his former body. Oh, Bob Backlund, Mr. Perfect. Double.
Oh. Boy, did he catch him good.
That shot was heard around the world.
That echoed throughout the arena.
Oh, not for look.
Backlund's still in there.
On the king. And Backlund in perfect. No.
He's trying to separate himself away from the battle, but at the same time, you've got to continue it.
Yeah, oh, Mr. Perfect. Oh, look.
That's our champion. Put the Hitman harder. Whomever it may be.
Yes.
On April 4th at Caesar's Palace at WrestleMania 9.
Oh, meeting the minds.
Will be Ric Flair. April 4th. You're happy about that, aren't you? Mark the date down on your calendar.
Oh, TDT.
It won't be Ric Flair is right. And it won't be Papa Shango. Or anyone else.
Virgil and the King duking it out.
Backlund's still in there. He's
and
still there.
Fatu or Samu, whoever it might be.
Samu it is.
I cannot tell these guys apart. Okay, here we go. Another participant making his way down.
Entered number 14.
Thank you, sir. Be sure keeping track.
And it is.
It is the Berserker.
I
think this guy's a nut job. Power for me to be judgmental up here.
Berserker. Oh.
Do you remember the 1990 Royal Rumble we were commentating on?
Yes.
What a performance that he drew number one all the way up to number 20, 24, 25?
Yes.
What a performance. You got to hand it to Mr. DiBiase.
Terry King Lawler said something. Oh, he could be. And look.
What was that, sir?
Terry King Lawler took his eye off the ball.
Yes, and no.
Oh, no. Oh.
As I said to you before, there's no love lost between Jerry the King Lawler and Mr. Perfect. This dates back to 88, back in Mid-South Coliseum. Look at this. Two bitter enemies going at it, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry the King Lawler and Mr. Perfect.
Holy
mackerel.
Coco Beware, Ted DiBiase, and Jerry King Lawler.
Lawler is eliminated for the record.
Oh, now he's
in break here.
But that's perfect. That's
bullshit.
That's
pardon me, I don't express myself, but that's unfair.
What a tight grip he had.
An unfair advantage from the outside of the ring. He surely did. We are over 1 hour and 53 minutes, 54 on the other screen, 53 on my screen here. We thank you for joining us.
Enter number 15.
Good girl. Oh, look at this. Uh-oh. Now, here's a guy that could win the Royal Rumble. Look at this. Listen to this crowd.
Entered number 15.
Are you deafening you there?
No.
I'm sorry.
It's Jerry the King. Oh.
It's the partisan crowd, is it?
So it's the Undertaker's presence. Look at him.
Attacking the Undertaker.
I tell you one thing, his presence, for sure, for the record, is intimidating. DiBiase sitting in the back in there, getting his gas back. No such luck. Wait a minute.
Berserker.
What? Into the bread basket. Oh!
Berserker. Going berserker. Wow, back in there. Oh, look at that. Oh!
Undertaker eliminating some of the competition in here.
What's going on here?
I don't know.
Tenu.
I'm not being an asshole when I said not being smart.
Both
I don't know. The Berserker removed a thick padding. What the hell is he doing out there? He's got a standing count of 10.
And Tenu eliminated.
Good night, Tenu. That's two eliminations within an accession less than 2 minutes. DiBiase, Undertaker. It was DiBiase that brought the Undertaker into the WWF.
That's right.
Back at the Survivor Series. Backlund down and in big trouble.
Berserker and Coco, beware. Undertaker.
Don't yell at me.
Oh. Big man. Look at this.
And here is another one, another participant. Is number what?
Entrance number 16.
16. Halfway there.
Thanks to the Undertaker. And who's coming?
Terrific Terry Taylor, formerly known as the Red Rooster, ladies and gentlemen.
Terry Taylor. Full of all kinds of energy.
Well, that's number 16, you would be.
Already half through the competition.
Terrific Terry Taylor, ladies and gentlemen, formerly known as the Red Rooster. I remember this kid very well. You betcha.
Coco, beware, and Terry Taylor. Oh, that could work.
Terry Taylor teaming for elimination.
Oh, look at that. Oh, ball eliminated.
Not so fast.
Ted DiBiase took advantage of a situation. Oh.
He surely did.
Oh. Doozle chokeslam.
Coco beware and the Red Rooster brawling on the outside.
1 minute. Oh, and Ted DiBiase eliminated.
Within an excess of 30 minutes.
The Berserker and the Undertaker left only.
Undertaker in trouble in the corner. What in the hell?
Oh my God, what is that?
What is going on? Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Oh no! What is it? How big is that guy?
Wait just a moment.
Looks like he's 20, 30 feet tall.
Berserker eliminator. But look at this. Who is this guy?
That is Whippleman. Look at this. Look at the size of that monster. What is it? That is the biggest man I have ever seen in my life. B5 Bolt Bum. He is your Undertaker. You better run. The Undertaker.
Entrant number 17.
Another participant about to come down, but Damian Demento, I understand, is on his way, but who is this guy, man?
I do not
Mr.
know.
Mr. Broadcast Journalist.
Look at this.
What?
He is dwarfing the Undertaker. The Undertaker is about 6'10", 6'11".
Beating the Undertaker to the top.
Oh.
Does that count for an elimination right there? He is not. He is not an entrant in the Royal Rumble.
I've never seen the Undertaker model like this. Manhandle.
Who is this goofball?
Who is this guy?
Well, whoever he is, it's definitely the Undertaker.
Look at the size of this man. Do you remember back at the Survivor Series when he put Kamala in the coffin match?
Yes.
In the casket match? Is this Whippleman's revenge on the Undertaker?
Oh.
Yes, he did. That's the bomb. He was very.
Look at the size of that man. This guy's got to even be bigger than the late great Andre the Giant.
Is the bomb that he was talking about.
I've never seen the Undertaker be treated like a child, like a rag doll.
He is hurt and hurt bad.
being manhandled by this giant, whoever he is.
And Demento won't even get in the ring. Demento is scared to get in the ring. What does that tell you?
Would you get in the ring?
No.
No, Brain. This guy is not one of the official entries.
That's what I pointed out.
You go down and tell Malik.
This guy is absolutely... I've never seen a guy this huge before.
My boy. 18, I believe.
IRS, along with Jimmy Hart, making their way down to the ring very slowly. I don't blame them for once. Oh.
As this giant continues the onslaught on the Undertaker.
Look at the size of this man.
Come on, we got to get somebody to
some help out here.
Do something about this.
Look at the Undertaker. He's not raising up now, is he?
This guy's unreal. Harvey Whippleman likes what he sees. Shane, you're gone dead air here. I don't blame you for being dead air.
I wouldn't want to him.
You and I both. Yeah, pound your chest all you like, but somewhere down the road there, buddy boy, whoever the hell you are going to meet your toughest match today. That I can assure you.
Very happy with himself.
He's happy with the accomplishment. That he illegally, on the record, eliminated The Undertaker. That cost him a WrestleMania title shot.
Oh, here we go.
And back to here, back to the Royal Rumble match. Undertaker down and in trouble.
Trying to sit up here. To no one. I've never seen anything like this, Muncie.
No. Oh, no, Shyster back in the
World Wrestling Federation. He has had his way.
Demento, IRS going at it.
I have never seen
every man for themselves, ladies and gentlemen. And we thank you very much for joining us. Bobby Backlund, I cannot believe my eyes, is still in there. What number are we at now, sir?
I believe number 819.
Number 19, he's got to be in there for about 40 to 45 minutes, Bobby Backlund. What number did he draw? Number 2?
Yeah.
1?
Number 2.
Tatanka, Chris Chavis. Tatanka and IRS going at it. Every man for himself. Makes his way down to ringside.
To the Undertaker. He's hurt. Look at him. He's badly hurt. He's trying to get up.
Oh.
Look at that. I've never
the
seen
the Undertaker. He's back on the feet at least.
I know.
A lot of pain.
Now, for the first time, he looks mortal. He looks like a human being. Look at limping badly. Obviously, in pursuit of whatever that was. That strange animal that attacked him. What a miscarriage of justice.
Look at the odds.
The Undertaker, one of the odds-on favorites, and eliminated out of this Royal
so
Rumble.
So, as we're back to the Royal Rumble now. Don't take it out yourself now, so here we go.
Someone, how do you know, someone who may not even be human.
Now, the 19th entered R&R Shyster.
He had to be at least.
And the Mento there going after Bob Backlund, who has been in this a long time, for Tanka.
But I think 8 would have been more realistic. Wow. And Backlund is still out there.
Impressive.
You know, that big,
and R&R Shyster now, one half of the tag team champion.
He didn't care for anybody else.
Tag team partner Ted DiBiase was eliminated earlier.
He
missed.
Got out of his journey. That's right, because of what the Undertaker did.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, I know where that's coming from. I may not have my thing, my earwig in me. Used referring to the Survivor Series. Jerry Sags.
Jerry Sags.
Mr. Toothless, what number are we at now, sir?
Number 20, I believe.
Number 20. 10 more men to go, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, look at that.
And yes, we are over 2 hours into this podcast. We thank you.
That's right.
He's got him by his tongue. That's his tie.
Well, whoever, who wear, what kind of an idiot wears a tie in the middle of the ring? Would you wear a tie if you were competing in the ring?
No. Why? Why wear the tie?
So she'd be tied up.
Or straps.
How long has Batman been in the ring?
Straps? Oh, I thought you were talking about strap-on toys.
No! Not strap. Don't. I nearly said it. I nearly said strap-on. Damn it, I said it.
Yes! Oh, yes! 10 more men to go, and boy, did I wind you up!
Oh
yes!
I'm an odd shyster.
Shyster?
No, he ain't shyster.
What?
Or he just has no place to go, right?
No, I didn't say that. No, I did not at all even insinuate that.
Blackman has already surpassed the halfway mark to that.
Now we have the other half of the tag team.
Okay, what do we got going on here? Down to serious business here. Come on.
The undefeated Native American Tatanka.
Oh, yeah.
And Bob Backlund. And,
one of the all-time greats here in the World Wrestling Federation. Native American Tatanka.
Well, my favorite growing up, I might add.
Yes. I remember making his debut in the World Wrestling Federation in 92.
Yes, I remember his first loss. It broke my heart, ladies and gentlemen.
That was a courtesy of Ludwig Borga.
Yes.
I remember it very well. And yes, we are taking you back in time, ladies and gentlemen, to late 93.
And entered number 21.
21, 9 to go. Uh-oh, Typhoon, here's a big 384 pounds of Typhoon.
Some heavy-duty stuff out
big there. Beef in there now.
Oh. I saw a tugboat, Typhoon, or Buffoon, whatever
please
it is.
Stop.
On that list, when they opened up the lunch line at the free buffet.
Oh, my goodness.
What a match. Your comments to the Royal Rumble match.
It's been awesome, and I think Bret Hart will be sitting back there watching.
Yeah, but do you feel now, since we're on the topic of with Bret the Hitman Hart, he's got to choose a favorite. Who would you say he would like to face either of these competitors? Who would you say he would want to face? He's got to have a favorite somewhere down the line.
Maybe Tatanka, undefeated streak after all.
Well, that's saying something. Is there any other guy you like to pick in there that wants to win the Rumble and then face Bret Hart?
All of them. If I were in that ring, I tell you,
you only could choose. Well, quite frankly, there's only one winner and one ring.
At Caesar's Palace, Las Vegas, Nevada.
That's right. Jerry Sags and Tatanka going at this. Bob Backlund's still in there.
The ring bouncing up and down. Guys taking their punishing shots in there. I tell you this, you have to be in tremendous in-ring condition to take these type of punishing maneuvers right here.
Throw him over the rope, dummy.
There's no dummies in the Royal Rumble, that I can assure you.
Irwin attacking the eyes of Typhoon. You know, it could be dangerous in there for IRS. Nessie's won a piece of him. So
Saw that.
Oh.
Number 22, 23.
Number 22, I believe.
What, Mr. Carol Borderman?
We got another one on the way. It's the
it is Samu.
Fatu.
Close.
With last minute words of encouragement.
Get your ass in there.
I have to slap him upside the head a few times.
I'll slap you next.
Yeah! Oh, jeez.
Yeah!
That's what I'm going to do. But that's one way to motivate someone. You slap them around, you get them really angry, and you send them into the taking lines.
Don't you think that's a bit of a motivation for him?
Oh, dude.
Okay, I'm going to kick your ass all over this ring.
Okay, I'm going to take my aggression out in all years.
Yeah, I'll take it out with you. What about that for a fact? We like to have fun up here in the booth.
And for two now.
Where do you think he is?
The Royal Rumble, I tell you what this, Shane, has I do firmly believe has been one of the best Royal Rumbles I have ever seen. It has, in my view, surpassed Houston, Texas on its first pay-per-view debut. This is our fourth annual WWF Royal Rumble.
Yes, and the first time which such stakes have been raised.
Absolutely. And that all began last year's Royal Rumble of 92 back in Albany. That's where it began, and now for the second year running. And the winner of this Royal Rumble, ladies and gentlemen, will go to WrestleMania 9 on April 4 in Las Vegas, Nevada, to face the World Wrestling Federation champion, to whoever it may be tonight. Or at WrestleMania, excuse me. Okay, Shane, you're good.
Demento. Back and go, still going. Okay,
who's coming now? What number did he draw again?
Number
two.
And now he's number 23.
He's in there 45 to 46 minutes. He's got to be. And
is that you blowing your nose or is that the horn?
No, that's my ex-wife taking her cleavage off. Yes, I have it in for her. Earthquake!
An earthquake. Oh.
Here's a big man.
Not wasting any time.
Oh! Go after his partner.
Why not? It's every man for himself. Don't be a sissy. Look at this! Earthquake, typhoon going at it. And they went at each other before.
Oh, look at that.
Remember last year's Royal Rumble, they were so close to winning the WWF Tag Team Championship?
Yes, I know.
And now, in 1993, in Sacramento, they're at each other's throats. It is every man for themselves here. Remember that.
What if there's some personal going on here we don't know about? They like this all much, almost as much.
The ring shook.
That ring shook, bounced about 6 1/4 inches out there.
Tatanka is still hanging on in there.
Typhoon eliminator. I hope that ring is reinforced. Seriously.
At the hands of Earthquake.
With a big man taking an Irish whip into the buckle like that, that's got to be awesome. I don't mean as an awesomeness and for good, but the poundage on them turnbuckles.
Remember that, when a man sticks his hand out and shake hands with you, shake it. But then kick him.
Yeah, I know the old, just click on the book. Yeah, you shake my hand, yeah, and you're eliminated.
Yeah.
I've seen that done before, and trust me.
Oh, and Jerry Sags, though.
Jerry Sags is still in there. Damien Demento is still in there. He's demented, all right. Bob Backlund, I cannot believe my eyes, is still in there. Okay, Shane, here we go.
The tanker is still in there.
That's right. And Yokozuna has not made it.
Yokozuna.
Is he in the building?
Yes, there's a big threat. You got two big threats in there now. You got the Earthquake and Yokozuna. Yokozuna, excuse me, in this match. Somewhere he's got to draw a late number.
Enter number 24 is
Carlos Colon.
Carlos Colon,
former Caribbean champion.
A lot of fire on this youngster.
A veteran.
Oh, Damien Demento.
Almost gone. Almost eliminated.
A lot of these tight matches, Brian.
Oh, he's a tough customer. 24.
But it drew a late number as well, so that's
as I said before in the outset, that the higher the number you draw, the better your chances are of victory. And your timing has to be good. And that is so important here at the Royal Rumble matchup.
Is Bob Backlund still in there? Backlund,
yes, there he is. Still there.
Getting clobbered right now, but still there.
Carlos Colon taking on Damien Demento there.
You gotta give him credit. Shane, I have to give Bob Backlund credit where credit's due. Who's eliminated?
Damien Demento.
Demento is gone. One half of the Nasty Boys are down. Bob Backlund down. Bob Backlund in trouble. He is teetering. He's teetering on elimination right now. Holy mackerel.
You know this stuff, not me.
Knowledge.
Oh, trying to fight out though.
Why not? You gotta fight fire with fire in there.
He does.
Bob Backlund, I cannot believe my eyes, and even the earthquake cannot believe it.
Come on, IRS. I'm pulling for IRS.
Oh, IRS and Carlos Colon going to.
Never mind.
Enter number 25.
Number 25, who is it going to be? 3, 2, and 1. Tito Santana, El Matador.
Well, here it goes. Look at this.
You know, in the conditioning that man goes through, and the frame of mind.
Former tag team champion, Intercontinental champion. He was to become champion again.
Yes, so who?
Oh, along with Strikeforce many years ago.
Fatu has been eliminated.
Good night. He'll just see. Went 360 over the top and out.
Bob Backlund. Bob Backlund, I believe.
I think he threw himself out. I don't know. Threw himself out. Nobody would do that.
Well, that's possible. Earthquake and Cologne going at it into the midsection. Not a hole.
He wants the whip.
Oh, no. You can actually see hair on everything like that stuck to the ropes.
Yeah, we've seen that they're very old ropes, they are.
Oh, Tito Santana trying to eliminate.
Tito almost got him over that top.
Backlund.
What did you say was stuck to the ropes?
Hair. Strands of hair, yes.
I see. Well, those ropes are very strong, and it has very strong kerosene inside them. And there's steel cable in those ropes, mind you.
Oh, exhausted. Look at
him. He is exhausted. He doesn't even know where he's at. You got to give him credit for trying. And listen to this policy. Listen to this jam-packed crowd here in Sacramento rooting for Bob Backlund. He has earned the respect that he deserves.
Carlos Colon.
Okay, look. 50-minute mark.
Oh!
In the Royal Rumble.
And again.
IRS out there. About 20.
That's one thing about you can't. I cannot look believe back, after three kicks.
Getting your wind back. And here comes another participant.
Martel.
Oh, look at that.
Rick Martel.
My team partners.
Oh, I knew he was going to head for him anyway.
Sure, Thomas Strikeforce, tag team champion.
Oh, you gotcha.
There's so many personal issues involved here.
Number 26, the model Rick Martel. Oh, look.
Yeah, but the thing is, have you ever noticed in recent Royal Rumbles, Santana has been eliminated by Martel?
Yeah, oh, look at that.
Great shape to participate in anything like this.
Look out. IRS gone, courtesy of. Earthquake!
Earthquake!
Ow!
Well, you know, the later you come in, the better advantage you have.
That's what I said!
You get to pace yourself, and mentally, you get to watch what everybody else is doing, and you're fresh. What an advantage you have!
Well,
naturally, yes. We talked about the model Rick Martel. How important that was.
And he also had a great showing himself, the model.
Who's that?
The model Rick Martel.
Yes, in 1991, Miami. 53 minutes.
There goes Backlund.
Backlund, you got to get. Do you know what? You got to give him credit. And Earthquake and Jerry Sags are arguing.
Oh.
Over what? Come on, guys. Get with it.
The guy's like a spider monkey. He just hooks onto things. You can't get him off.
Yes.
Yeah, there's what you pointed out before.
Yeah.
Hell of a reaction from this capacity crowd for that move. That was just totally out of respect. He's like a leech.
Yeah. That is quite. Oh, what a mistake. Santana, we left the mat. Don't leave the mat. You keep your feet on the ground. Oh, Martel and Tatanka. That's a rematch from the Survivor Series.
Oh. With Earthquake, that's a losing proposition.
That's, this is their third meeting here.
Oh, look at this. Earthquake got
him up there. Okay,
face slam. Santana down, courtesy of Mr. Backlund.
Engine number 27.
There's another one.
Oh, boy. Get the beef out. Get the... Are you hungry? You looking for some sushi?
Yes, yes. I love the sushi.
I bet he's more than that now.
Yes, I'll punish you.
Number 27, Yokozuna.
Look at the size of this man.
He has got to be right
this now. This is it right now.
At this point in time. The odds-on favorite.
You know, this guy is judge.
Look at that.
Oh, look, Carlos Colon and all.
Well over 500 pounds on that mawashi surrounding his belly.
Oh, Jerry Sags.
Oh, he is in big trouble. And he's only 30 seconds in the ring.
Oh, Tonka,
though. Nobody has even knocked this guy off his feet yet.
Absolutely not. Oh.
Oh, what a shot.
Giving it a shot.
And to over Tonka, eliminated.
Give it one hell of a try.
Carlos Colon now.
Oh. Carlos, he's going to try him out for some.
Why the f... not?
Oh, shucks.
You think this is a farce, ladies and gentlemen, you can think again.
Oh, Carlos, though, still.
Oh, eliminated that time.
Now eliminated. Oh, look at this.
Wait a minute. Uh-oh.
Look at this.
Earthquake.
Look at this. It's like the two cents.
Oh, boy.
Earthquake says, let's get it out.
Good.
Here we go.
Come on, big boy.
Yeah, the crowd wants to see it.
Just get on with it, come on!
Here we go.
It is deafening!
This Parsi crowd on their feet here.
As we are live here at the Royal Rumble.
Engine number 28 is, oh, here we go, off the rope.
Whoa!
Engine number 28.
Watch this, watch this!
Not very
it is Owen Hart!
The Rock and Owen Hart, oh!
Man, we love you. Oh, earthquake.
Oh, could he get, oh, he couldn't knock him out. Oh, look at that. He's standing, though, to his credit. Don't take, don't pose to the crowd too much.
Exactly.
Oh, what a man, but still standing. But he's against the rope, so. Going for one more. Is he going to, is he taking too much time? He is.
Look at that.
Is, oh, what's this? Belly to belly. Suplex. Oh, look at that. Better than test of strength.
Yokozuna has gotten the better of the earthquake. That's got to be an upset right there.
Look at that.
Within 5 minutes in this match. Go, Tisha.
That's officially him, the biggest man in the match now, is Yokozuna.
He's got to be the second longest in there now.
The Rocket Owen Hart now.
He's fresh out, fresh as a day. He's only in there for about a minute and a quarter.
How many minutes now for that one? I'll get that for you in just a minute, Brain.
Okay, oh, all right, Owen Rocket Owen Hart and right now, oh, Tito Santana.
What number is Owen Hart?
I don't know.
28.
You know, he'd need 28. A lot of help to get
Yokozuna
out of there.
The Martel, isn't it?
Mr. Martel, a current Royal Rumble record holder. Can he last through this Royal Rumble? Santana.
Trying to limit Yokozuna.
That's a mistake but there by Santana. I would go for a leg if I were him.
Oh.
Big clothesline. Santana down. Owen Hart teetering over the top.
Yokozuna,
so much up. Go ahead.
Yokozuna, just look at him. Oh, and will he eliminate? And
Santana
no.
Almost out. So much on the line out there.
Enter number 29 is on his way down the ring.
It is. My God, he's like a jack in the box. You want to know why he's like a jack in the box?
Why?
Somebody punched him in the ass in the back. Man, is he out?
Shout out to Simon Miller, his favorite WWE superstar, the Repo Man. From what culture wrestling? His favorite wrestler.
Okay. Well, okay, fine.
Don't go yet. Wait a minute. I got to answer another question.
What the?
And Ripper Man going after Bob Backlund.
Backlund is still out there.
An unbelievable outing.
Got to be coming up on close to 1 hour now for the incredible former champion Bob Backlund. Think it all
oh. Up.
We're going to win this.
Bob Backlund, though.
There's a chance he could meet his brother at WrestleMania.
What a match.
That could happen. Oh,
that would be a dream match for any World Wrestling Federation fan. That I can assure you. Look at this. This is smart. This is what they've done with Andre the Giant. back at the last Royal Rumble we called.
Trying to do it.
That's the... How many guys we got in there?
Six, eight
guys.
But Yokozuna still fighting him off to his credit.
Everybody lined up there. Yokozuna
just about,
way out of there.
There's about six or seven guys in there. There's got to be plenty in there to eliminate this guy.
But he's got battle.
Repo Man down, courtesy of Santana. Nice race luck there by Mr. Martel under the Rocket on out into the bread basket. Everything perfectly legal in this match.
And the last entrant is on his way.
Five, four,
number 30,
two and one. Big surprise.
Who is it? The Macho Man, Randy Savage.
And this is the very arena that he proposed to Elizabeth on WWF Superstars back in late 91.
Look at him, straight away, look at him. Another World Wrestling Federation champion himself.
You bet your ass he is. And he wants to become champion again.
So here we go now, look at this.
Unbelievable match.
Oh, this is a man.
Can you imagine the Macho Man Randy Savage, ladies and gentlemen, winning the WWF Royal Rumble? Santana out, courtesy of Yokozuna. Echo in here.
Yes, Yokozuna now.
Well, Shane, high five for a good broadcast, man. High five.
Old Hart, now can we make him? Oh, dropkick to Jerry Sags.
Good maneuver by Owen Hart. Smartest thing that he could ever done.
And the model Rick Martel skins the cat.
That's the Rocket. Owen Hart's got to be careful. He's in. Randy Savage in trouble. Courtesy of the Repo Man. Mr. Backlund. The
Repo Man could win it.
And possibly repossessing the championship before WrestleMania.
Yes.
No.
Oh, the Rocket on Hart limited.
What an elimination. He is hurt and hurt now.
Oh, Repo Man eliminated.
Down and out. He is eliminated. So we're down to four men.
The final four.
Is it four men? Uno, dos, tres, cuatro?
Yes.
Yes, we're right. What a match.
One of these men will challenge Bret the Hitman Hart.
Who will it be? Take your pick and hold.
Look at this.
An unbelievable outing.
So we have now Bob Backlund at number 2. The model Rick Martel at number 26, I believe, yes. Yokozuna 27 and Randy Savage number 30.
So the number game, the numbers game, ladies and gentlemen, is over.
Oh.
Even if Bob Backlund doesn't win this, you got to give him credit. He lasted all the way up to number two, all the way up to number 30. You got to give him credit.
Bob Backlund deserves to win this.
You betcha.
3 years old.
What? Oh, look.
Making sure our levers are working correctly. Watch out. Randy Savage down and in trouble. Mr. Martel.
Lifted Backlund. I don't believe it.
Bill Alfonso on the outside, the referee. What a shot.
Oh,
what an elimination. Yes. Unreal. He cannot believe it.
And he's still in this.
He's still in there.
And now he's at the final three.
The final three. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, boy.
And, well, he's still going after Yokozuna, though.
Why the heck not? It's every man for themselves.
You better be afraid, Beckham. That kick doesn't bump the big guy. He's game, though. He keeps coming.
Oh, to his credit. Oh, look. It's possible, Cody.
Too exhausted to capitalize. Pardon me for making the excuse, but you got to give him credit.
We're down to two. One of them will become the challenger at WrestleMania.
And I see Mr. Fuji making his way down.
An ovation are given Bob Backlund. And Fuji is at ringside. He's fighting the Japanese flag.
Here we go. Oh, Randy Savage and Yokozuna one on one. Who will go to WrestleMania 9 to headline for the World Wrestling Federation Championship to represent the WWF? Okay, Shane, down to you.
Oh, this is getting now. Anyone can win. Who could it be?
Oh, Shane, I'm not too sure if you heard me. This is the very arena back in late 91 that Randy Savage proposed to Elizabeth.
Yes, imagine if you were to become a McIntyre. Oh, what a shot.
I'd like to see that glory being restored.
Savage is hurt. Savage is hurt. He's a competitor. He's tough.
Not your man, Randy Savage, but look.
And Yokozuna's going to take advantage. Yokozuna hasn't been off his feet yet.
So Yokozuna, though.
2.5 hours, my goodness.
Randy Savage in a world of hurt.
I don't either.
Oh, what a headbutt.
Holy mackerel.
I sure like to see it for Mr. Fuji.
A blatant chokehold. Everything legal. Perfectly legal. In a normal match, you'd be disqualified. But in this match, you're not. Shane Yurgo.
Randy Savage could be fading this.
Look at this.
Look at that.
Choking the life and the fight right out of Savage.
Who's
Rudy's in? That man is mean, he is cruel.
Oh, still fighting back though.
The Macho Man fighting back.
Can he knock him down? He never been knocked off his feet yet.
And I remember a WrestleMania tournament that he won, and he fought all four guys, and then he had the classic encounter with Ricky Steamboat at WrestleMania 3.
That's right, yes.
A classic wrestling encounter.
Oh,
down to you, sir.
Could he do it? He's at the ropes. You'll see what's happening.
It's got to be done now, Savage.
Can he do it?
Savage took the top to the outside.
Double axe handle.
He did not go down.
He's still standing. He's woozy. He's dazed.
Fuji is beside himself.
Stay with them. Stay with them.
Double axe, is he thinking again? He is, and so behind. Oh, he dropped to his knee.
And we ain't talking proposals here, mind you. Come on!
And?
This crowd has erupted.
Oh, a thrust kick.
Devastation.
One move.
Just one move like that can cost you the Royal Rumble.
He knocks Savage out.
Down to you, sir.
Yeah, look at that. Just one move.
Believe me, he doesn't know where he's at.
All that energy just to try and knock him out. Oh, play souffle.
I suggest you go get a wheelbarrow.
Oh, he's going to be like a spatula when the night is out.
Pancake, you.
You betcha.
No smile on the face of Mr. Fuji.
Serious stern look at the far part of Mr. Fuji on the outside of the ring.
It's not over.
Oh, Jesus. That posterior leg and thigh right at the top of the head or even around the mouth. That'll numb you for a good few hours. Down to you, Shane.
Bret Hart has got to be.
He's got to be watching carefully in the back. He's got to be.
One of these two men will face him at WrestleMania 9.
You bet your ass they will.
Macho Man trying to get back to his feet.
He's hurt bad.
Still a lot of fight, a lot of guts.
Oh.
But I'm afraid.
Look at the guts on Savage still. He won't give in. He knows he's hurting. He knows he's got to get up. He knows he's in for a fight.
With a former champion.
Oh.
Yokozuna just unloading at will on the Macho Man. Fuji saying end it. Put him away.
He does.
I'm getting up off of my chair.
Irish whip. And Yokozuna now. One end to the other and. Oh, Bonzo over. That would crush the rib cage. One more, he's saying.
More? It'll cave it right in.
We don't know where he's at now, sir. He's out.
And go for it. Oh, look! Guy out of the way! Yokozuna, he fell!
This partisan crowd has gone nuts!
Elbow
drop! There's no pinfalls!
No pinfalls! Oh, Yokozuna, oh, the momentum, yes! And oh, Yokozuna wins it. A mistake by Randy Savage.
As you mentioned before, that's instinct on the part of various competitors down the ringside.
Congratulations to Yokozuna.
Oh man.
As we see Caesar and Cleopatra, they will be leading the way for Yokozuna to Caesar's Palace for the big one, April 4th, WrestleMania 9.
A wash, you got caught in back there.
This man is going to be cold.
Unbelievable!
So Bret Hart now knows who he'll be facing. A tough challenge.
He's got to be in the dressing room someplace watching this very, very closely.
Perhaps his toughest date as champion yet.
You said I guess, sir?
His toughest date as champion
yet. You betcha. And it ain't going to be an easy task. Good night, everyone, from the broadcast booth, from myself and Shane, and your host, the judge.
Take care. Bye-bye.